about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
I must say the staff don't look too happy.
I think we're all just getting over the early start, sir.
Still, they'll soon settle down.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
The things been going on kind of got me down.
Fight!
Slogan was feel the burn. This time it's let's burn this place to the ground.
And now
rock and roll,
kick off Rocktober right, our feature presentation.
Morning everybody, brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Tuesday morning, the first of Rocktober.
A lot of rock.
You had your own drop for the first time all year.
What?
That's okay.
I mean, it's October for the first time all year.
No, I know. Okay. I know it is. All That's right. good. We should have practiced
So
that.
Because we played that for 10 years.
Every October. Rocktober, really.
Rocktober. Right.
Yeah. Exactly. It is Rocktober. Yeah.
Okay.
I like it. It's exciting. It's invigorating.
Do you want to do it again? Really? Just like cleaner?
No,
I like it just like it was.
We're not even on the air yet.
Okay, cool.
The hell, we're just practicing. This is rehearsal. That's why I can say the F word. Hey, I got to tell you, Muggs is a new man.
Yeah.
Look at him.
Oh, baby Muggs.
Thanks, Muggs, for clarifying.
He touched his face.
He's like, hey, I shaved my beard off. Do you notice?
he's got a baby face, you guys. It's so weird because I think about Muggs as being, I don't know, what do you guys think, 70, 75, right, on a general day-to-day basis?
70.
A rough 75,
that seems,
yes.
Lived. That seems mean. I'd say 65.
Wow.
Okay.
But all you guys.
But he shaves his beard off, and all of a sudden, he doesn't look a day over 55. Right? Yeah. It'd be a huge difference for him.
It would be hard for him to even get that AARP discount at the movie theaters right? Now.
Yeah. I think I'm worried you're going to get carded if you try to buy alcohol this week.
Mm-hmm. Why did you shave it?
I was telling Allie and Jensen this. It's very hard to
hang on. Allie and Jensen, is this story worth it?
I don't know.
It's not great. Okay. You can embellish a little.
Okay,
if you want.
Make something up in the between to make it better.
All right. My beard becomes a homeless poo beard when I don't groom
Why
it.
Why is there poop in your beard?
Because remember we did that story about how there's feces in your beard? There's feces in your beard. Everybody's beard.
There's feces everywhere. But I don't remember a story about being in your beard.
I don't remember the beard part. That's what you heard. Okay.
So it's more of a personal upkeep and maintenance kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I like to, every so often, the first of the month, shave it all off, let it grow back nice and fresh and beautiful.
But why is there poop in your beard?
I mean, there's poo on everything we touch. And your beard is like a magnet for everything. Mm-hmm. So there has to be some sort of fecal matter in it.
And fecal matter is the best possibility in that case, unfortunately.
All right, so there's poop on your face then, too, right?
Not now. It's fresh and so clean.
Okay.
I just realized, like, he's going to be looking for dates and stuff when he has the beard again, and people will be like, I'm not kissing poo beard.
Yeah, you've screwed yourself with poo beard.
Yeah. Poo beard.
Somebody wants to date a just over 18-year-old. I'm your man.
This is malicious fecal distribution.
It is.
Weird.
It's true.
Real weird.
All right, I'm sorry I brought Muggs into that conversation. I was just trying to.
And I'm sorry I asked for the story. I should have tried to compliment him on look better.
A whole lot of apologies up top.
65.
No, 70 to 75. He's
right. Yeah. At a rough one at that.
At a rough one.
All right, this may sound like an odd question, but have any of you ever been picked up by an animal and thrown into the air?
Yes!
I'm not talking about falling off of a horse. I'm talking about being picked up by an animal and thrown into the air. Yes, Kevin, go ahead.
No, I'm just kidding. There's no possible way.
I thought you had.
That has never happened.
No, it sounded like such an absurd question.
Oh, well, it's happened to me. It's happened to me.
What?
I was picked
because
up.
You have like your donkey or whatever?
Well, my cow. It was one of my cows. It was Buttercup. And I can't remember. Don and I were just talking about the other day. I cannot remember now what it was. If I was giving her a shot or giving her a pill or I was giving her something, there was some sort of maintenance that was being involved. And she was tiny too. She was, I don't know. She probably weighed about 800 pounds, maybe, something like that.
What were you giving her?
Yes.
A shot?
I think it was a shot, yeah. Shot. Antibiotics or something, yeah.
She was real tiny.
Right. Antibiotics is a weird thing to call it.
Yes.
So she was not in the mood for that. And she put her head... Okay, now it's going to sound creepy. She put her big head between...
I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
She put her big head between my legs.
Nope, not at all. Nothing like that.
I mean, it sounds just like that.
Can you do me a favor? Can you talk a little slower?
She put her head between my legs and literally just lifted me off the ground. All 200 pounds of me just lifted me off the ground.
In ecstasy.
Threw me into the air. Threw me into the air just with her head.
This is funny because Bean always swears that his cows loved him.
Well, they did. But
every time he tells a story like this, I go, maybe your cow didn't love you as much as
you
thought.
Well, this cow wasn't having it that day. But I mean, you know.
What that day?
Was not interested in getting a shot. So she picked me up and threw.
But it was an exceptionally small shot.
And threw me into the air, though. And I mean, I am 6 feet off the ground, tumbling through the air, not knowing what's going to happen when I land, whether she's going to stomp on me or what's going to happen. And it was, I'm going to be frank with you here, it was fairly terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't expect something like that, especially from your own beloved pet that you've had since she was 10 months old.
Sure.
So I say all that to tell you what happened in Utah Friday evening, Antelope Island State Park. There's a woman there named Kaylee Davis who sees a bison about a quarter of a mile away. And she turns and starts walking toward her friend, doing nothing, by the way, to annoy or upset or you know, give the bison any reason to charge that distance. But that's exactly what the bison does. Bison charges, picks her up, throws her in the air, and she lands and breaks her ankle as a result of it. And she wakes up with the buffalo just sniffing at her. Ooh. And digging his hooves into the ground. Nope. Again.
Okay. What?
That's nothing like that.
Okay.
The friend that she was with is named Kyler Bourgeois. He was also attacked by a bison on the island back in June. They are the only two reported attacks on the island this year. And it happened to two people that are friends. And he was there at the second tossing by a buffalo.
Second tossing.
Let's change that wording.
She's just eating a salad, and the next thing you know, she gets tossed.
Don't talk about Kyler Bourgeois that way.
Nope. It's not what this is about at all. This was Kyler Bourgeois' first time back on the island since he was attacked by a buffalo back in June, and then his friend gets attacked by a buffalo. It's just such a weird freak accident.
Is it?
Yes.
Maybe they just hate people.
But no, because they have tourists all the time on that island, and it's only two times it's happened in the entire year. She's a quarter mile away, walking away from the buffalo, and he rushes her, throws her in the air. She ends up with a broken ankle and, forgive me, Allie, a gash on her leg. So, I mean, I just have sympathy with this lady because I know exactly what it feels like when you get tossed in the air like that.
And you thought some of us would also share that?
Well, I thought it's possible.
When you were kidding and said you were tossed in the air by an animal, he went, oh,
yes.
Oh. He like didn't
believe it.
He believed it.
In what circumstances would any of us ever
you were
have
his
been?
Kyler Bourgeois.
Look, Allie, didn't you do? You did a bunch of Channel 5 stuff in the morning with like llamas and things like that. And other animals,
they
I'm sure
throw
too.
You in the air?
None.
But they could have. My point is, they
at
could
any
have.
Moment. That's why I was such a good journalist.
That's why you were always dressed as a llama, so that they accepted you as one of them.
Thank you.
So, Mazaklan. So my point is, it happened to me, and it happened to this lady, and that's why I shared it.
I don't think anyone should take Kyle Bourgeois up on his offer of heading to Antelope Island.
No. People should stay away from Kyler Bourgeois for more reasons than normal.
Yes.
We got to sound like a weird question, but have you been tossed in the air by an animal?
I love the idea that he gets some newsletter or Google alert for this.
We have meetings, if that's what you're asking.
Right, meetings.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin DeBean Show, shall we?
Rabbit.
Couldn't wait for the animal stories for that one, but we're going to do that a little bit later on. We have Petros Papadakis on the program today talking about the California Fair Pay to Play Act.
I'm intrigued to see the way this plays out.
There's an HR memo that's out about the dress code here at work.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was mean, Kevin, that they put it out while you were on vacation, but we did want to talk to you about it.
Yeah.
Showing too much cleavage, my friend. It's distracting. We're just men, okay? We're trying to work.
Halloween costume decorations. Have you already started working on that?
And what are Halloween costume decorations?
Halloween decorations.
There's another question we're going to be asking.
That's what I meant to say. And CM Punk. Hey. Join us in the studio as well.
Fantastic.
So that's coming up. We'll take a break. The Cure on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:54.
Tickets for the advanced screening of Maleficent, Mistress of Evil with Angelina Jolie on the program today. LA Comic-Con tickets coming up to the Convention Center and Universal Studios Hollywood Halloween Horror Nights. All of that on the way here on K-Rock. First, Allie, what's happening on this Tuesday?
Well, we've been had, everybody.
We've been had.
We've been had.
I hate being had.
So over the weekend, OneRepublic's Ryan Tedder sent the internet into a frenzy. He teased a collaboration involving Adele, Beyonce, and Coldplay's Chris Martin.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
That's big news.
Yeah. He was asked at the Global Citizens Festival if he had any secret collaborations on the new album, and Ryan told the radio station, "We have one song featuring Beyonce and Adele and Chris Martin with the piano solo in the bridge." People lost their minds. I cannot wait to hear this, right?
Right. I know I texted you immediately, Allie.
You did?
With excitement.
Yes. I'm screaming. It was all too good to be true.
Oh,
come on.
Not happening?
Is he a lying liar who lies?
Ryan Tedder is a lying liar who lies.
What am I going to do with this tattoo?
Oh, well,
you
I mean...
You can't get people that excited and then just... How are that sentence supposed to end?
It's a great point. Great point, Bean. At least he clarified all of this on his Instagram stories. What are you doing, Ryan Tedder?
Also, who's following Ryan Tedder?
Right.
He said he was only joking. He kept showing screenshots of, like, news reports of it. And then he'd write, kidding, and joke in
That's
the
not a joke.
Slides.
There's no joke there. That's just a lie. It's just a flat-out lie.
Take it easy, man. It's okay.
He's really angry.
I'm really upset.
So then he wrote, come on, people, with, like, 10 N's. And then, I mean, as if it's not bad enough, you add a giggling puppy and a clapping Snow White onto your stories. Like, you are throwing it in our face, Ryan Tedder.
How dare he?
Murder.
And then at the end, he said, all that said, wouldn't that be a fire collab? I'd stream it. I think it's real.
Well,
here's what I
hope. I hope Adele, Beyonce, and Chris Martin do a song together that doesn't involve Ryan Tedder at all.
Yeah, leave that liar
damn,
out.
That's what I hope.
Good idea.
Right?
Murder.
They just contact another producer. They're like, we've got a great idea.
Yeah.
A great collab.
Listen, Timberland.
And the song is called Ryan Tedder Sucks.
Wow, you are really angry at Ryan Tedder.
Well, you don't get your hopes up like that.
How high could your hopes have been?
All
I mean, you should have seen his text.
They were at the top.
He sent me an article and just wrote in all caps, wow!
I think it was OMG is what I wrote.
Oh, was it? Okay.
And then just a bunch of eggplant emojis.
Okay.
Oh. And I was really excited by it.
I don't remember the emojis.
He must have been near a cow.
Real tight cow, right? That's real weird. You describing that cow.
What just happened?
Murder.
For you too.
Describe that cow in a way I've never heard a man.
You didn't have to bring up his calves.
Yeah.
I said she was tiny. That's all
really
I said.
Really looked like she had been working out.
She weighed like 800 pounds. My point was she was a small animal to be able to toss a big dude in the air. That was my point. Boy, show's going to be good once it gets started, though.
Is it?
Trust us.
It's already good.
3 minutes, man. We're going to get our act together.
Hey, for all of you sitting at home, just like, when is that Siegfried and Roy biopic coming? It's coming, guys. It's the life story of magicians and entertainers, Siegfried and Roy. It's coming to the big screen. It'll explore the history of Siegfried and Roy, who met on a cruise ship in 1960.
Oh,
it's really? On brand.
I didn't know that. I kind of love it. Driven by their common passion for the art of magic and illusion, they went on to develop their famous act and eventually established themselves in Las Vegas as one of the city's biggest acts. and performing for more than 25 million people.
Did any of you ever see them perform?
I did not.
But that is someone who was thrown in the air by an animal.
That's true, yes.
Yeah.
Carried off. I did watch it one time, and it was 99% just posing.
Really?
Like no magic?
They'd walk to the other side of the stage and just pose, and then everybody would applaud. I'm like, God, is there any magic involved in this at all?
That's great.
What's happening?
What if there was so much magic, but you were just focusing on the posing?
They're just, yeah. And I didn't realize that they just
missed it.
There's been tigers appearing and tigers disappear.
Did their 2020 interview already air, Allie?
You think I have, like, Siegfried and Roy facts?
No, but I thought you probably auto-record all 2020.
Is there a new one?
Yeah, it was supposed to be. I thought it was this week. They were going to sit down and go through the whole thing, and you know, they say new information and the whole deal. I mean, they're back on the radar now.
Hmm. I don't watch 2020 because it's on at the same time as Dateline.
Okay.
Can I cast it really quick?
Yeah, please.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Channing Tatum.
Why?
It's good. It's a good casting.
Okay.
I'd watch that.
See? Sold. Wrap it up.
Which one was attacked by the...
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Channing Tatum has to cry and stuff. Oh, my man. He's so sad. Standing over him. Blood all over him.
Is that the accent?
Yeah.
Where do you think they're from?
What happened? They're from Mars. Okay. What happened to the tiger? No, what happened to my friend?
I thought they were German.
Are German. Why are you Persian? What's happening right now?
I thought he sounded a little Hispanic is what I was getting from him.
My best friend.
All right. I mean,
we only pose. The whole show is posing.
It really is.
How can he pose with no face?
Oh, man.
Montecore finally passed away, right? He just natural causes.
Now I don't have tiger facts.
He knew his aged name.
That's the name of everybody remembers Montecore.
No one does.
Montecore.
It was a pretty big story when he attacked Siegfried and or Roy.
Yeah, 1972 or
Siegfried
whatever that was.
Siegfried and or Roy. Who even remembers
no one knows. Zero people know.
20 years ago,
but
guys.
The tiger's
name. Why'd you do that, Montecore? We took so good care of you.
Golly.
I think I'm firing Joseph Gordon-Levitt and hiring Jensen.
Oh, yeah, I'd be good.
He needs to be in this movie.
All right.
Help. I'm bleeding everywhere.
Some birthdays.
Reconsider again.
Christopher Titus, happy birthday. Brie Larson from SNL, Beck Bennett, Zach Galifianakis, and, oh my God, Bob from La Bamba, right? Isai Morales. Remember when his girlfriend Rosie told him that she was pregnant and he was pouring the shot and he goes, "What do you want me to say? It's not my first. Won't be my last." I booed him in the theater. I was like 8. I'm like, "Boo, Bob! You don't say that!" Oh, I had a hots for Bob, though. Not Richie, which is weird, but I mean, he died.
Hey, we're on the air. Bob.
What?
We're on the air.
It is 601 now.
And now, a moment with Bean.
Well,
get people that excited and then just... How are that sentence supposed to end?
It's a great point. Great point, Bean.
That was a moment with Bean.
You guys knew what I meant, though. You know where I was going.
Of course, we always know where you're going.
Come on.
It's fun to hear you try
and
get there.
It's about the journey.
I'm very concerned, by the way. I saw a post online last night about a woman who was traveling in Spain. And she posted that she loves Spain. It's her favorite country. She loves going there. But she's worried about the bad influence that they're allowing in. She claims, and this can be very upsetting, especially for you, Allie, because as a female traveler around the world, I hope you've never encountered something like this. She claims that a creepy old guy...
How dare you?
...came up to her and just started saying words and pointing at her boobs.
Oh, dear.
And she turned to get away, and he just kept chasing after her and pointing at her boobs and pointing at her boobs, then pointing at himself and pointing at her boobs, and she didn't know what the hell was going on.
But
thanks,
he wasn't
honey,
like,
little grandpa.
He wasn't, like, pointing at her boobs, then pointing at his face.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He was making his intentions very clear, and she was unnerved by it. She was able to get away and escape into the crowd, but she'll never know why that creepy white dude was after her.
And it
like
sucks
that.
For her, because it was the first time she's wearing this new shirt she got from Goodwill.
Oh, man.
So what's your version of that story, Kevin?
I was lucky enough to vacation in Barcelona last week. Mm-hmm. And I like that because there's nothing of home. There's all different people, all different politics, all different commercials.
Wait, hold
except
on.
This for is, Cars for Kids. They do have that.
This is breaking news. You're telling me when you go to another country,
yes.
it's all different people and all different
And that's
stuff
what I enjoy about
and
it.
All different
I enjoy
politics?
Being able to leave every single thing behind and move and just try to make my way through life.
See,
and plus, my favorite soccer team is their FC Barcelona.
Mm-hmm. So I wasn't aware that other countries were like
yeah, we
so
get
different.
It okay, yeah. You're missing the point. So
not the same as here.
So obviously, I'm not really talking to anyone because mm-hmm. I know enough Spanish occasionally to get by if I can mm-hmm. sort of pre-plan it, but I'm not really fluent in any way possible. So imagine my surprise when I saw a woman that was maybe 25, 26.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Perfect
just,
for you.
Just guessing because I didn't really have an extended conversation with her that had a Kevin and Bean Quitters Never Give Up shirt with
what
my face on
the
it.
The heck?
Yes.
In Spain?
Yes.
It's weird.
So now I'm thinking, okay, well, you know, does she speak English? Does she listen to the podcast? Does she have a friend who listens? Like, why would she, how would she get this shirt?
Sure. How greedy is Kevin that he's looking at this hot 25-year-old Spanish girl, and the first thing he thinks is, and does she have a friend?
No. No, I'm
I
saying,
mean, he's planning his whole weekend.
I'm saying oh that my face.
I'm Kevin. She's wearing me on her shirt.
Yeah, I gotta take advantage.
Dunk. I can't miss.
Does her friend have a friend, too?
My face is on her shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So that was super weird. So I went through all of these ways of how do I habla inglés is the first thing. Okay, mm-hmm. Do you speak English? Mm-hmm. So that way maybe you can listen to the podcast. It makes sense. Blah,
sure.
Blah, blah. Mm-hmm. No.
And she doesn't speak English.
No.
Okay.
And not thrilled that I'm speaking with her at all.
Mm-hmm.
But does she speak the international language of love?
We'll get to that. Are you guys can tell me how I could have handled this better?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So now I'm trying to think of how do I say that my face is on your shirt?
Because mm-hmm.
that's a weird.
Probably a better way in is my face is on your chest. That's probably.
I was pointing at her shirt.
Uh-huh. Where on the shirt?
I mean,
top
right there at your face.
I mean, looking back at it, I was pointing at her boobs,
okay.
Basically.
Okay.
Yep.
And
sure.
then I was pointing at my face.
serious question here, though. Do you think that she put dose and dose together that the person on her T-shirt was also the person in front of her?
I didn't really have that much time to think through it. I don't think so, no. Okay. I was trying to figure out, hey, this is so weird that, stop with the music. This is so weird that that's my face that's on your shirt.
Right.
And I don't even understand how this is happening.
And let's make it happen for real.
So then I start thinking, okay, how much Spanish do I know? I need to communicate with her. T-shirt. How do you say, I don't know. How do you say Kevin and Bean show in Espanol? Frijole. Okay, no, that's not going to help. like cabeza. My.
Oh, no.
That's head. Oh,
I
no,
know,
you
right?
Oh, head.
No.
Oh,
no.
Yeah,
so that's all I couldn't think of the word face.
Oh no!
But
yeah.
I could come up with cabeza.
Okay. You
certainly asked her for.
So then I was okay. pointing
at her chest,
at her
uh-huh.
T-shirt,
at your face,
and
then
at
cabeza.
My face and saying cabeza.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Can your boobs cabeza?
It's not, I mean, I can see how she read it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's really no other way to read it, but sure.
How exactly should I have handled that? Because at that point, now all I want to do, it sounds even worse, is just take a picture. Because,
No,
because it's so weird to run into somebody in Spain that doesn't even speak English that has my face on their shirt.
Yeah, I mean,
it's so
yeah.
weird.
It seemed very rare that you would do that.
I don't know how to ask for a picture, but I do know that I was talking to her back as she was walking away from me.
Running away.
Pretty quickly.
Yeah, and you have the cuffs on, so.
How exactly, what should I have...
I mean,
done to handle that better because I feel like maybe I didn't handle it 100%.
Any limited Spanish.
Yes.
Do you know what shirt is in Spanish?
No.
Camisa?
Oh, I do. Okay. You know what? After you say it, I recognize it. But yeah. In that moment, I can't think of anything.
So if you were like.
Except for head.
Camisa? Es mi.
Perfect.
Yeah, I didn't think of
perfect
that much.
Mm-hmm. That's all you had to do, but she was too busy running away for you to yell that?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Okay. No, it's not that I couldn't yell that. It's that didn't come to my mind.
Kevin knows most of his Spanish from a book called Hookers for Beginners. So.
Oh, I swear that.
Let me ask this question because Jensen made the joke at the front. How did she get that T-shirt? If she doesn't speak English and clearly doesn't listen to our show, do you think it was a gift from a friend? And if so, what a terrible gift. It would mean nothing to her.
I went through a few of those options, and I just thought, no, that's a terrible gift.
Yeah. She doesn't have any idea. You joked goodwill. I mean, I guess it's technically
possible. That's probably the leader.
Well, I thought it was like when a team loses a Super Bowl and they send all those championship shirts to like Zaire.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah, because the Buffalo Bills are the most successful NFL franchise of all time in Africa.
Yes. Yeah, so maybe they just had a bunch left over and they were like, where are we going to send this? Spain? Send it to Spain.
Or I hate to point out the obvious, us ladies collect a lot of T-shirts, if you know what I'm
dudes.
Saying. Some tourist was over in España, mm-hmm. had a good time with Chickadee.
Son of a bitch.
Left
a party
his shirt.
Person had my shirt.
Yeah.
Wow.
So if you listen to Kevin and Bean, you boned a chicken Spain and you left your shirt.
Call now.
Kevin's hot.
Animal stories on the program today. Also, we'll catch up with our good friend Petros Papadakis about the big news that the state of California is making toward paying athletes, college athletes, you guys.
Finally.
And agents and merchandise and the whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
How will the NCAA handle it? We'll discuss with that CM Punk on the program today. And because it's the first of Rocktober, start talking about your Halloween decorations. You may already be behind. You may be too late on your decorations already if you've waited this long.
Got this email from HR. Just a reminder that the appropriate dress attire. While we have a relaxed dress code, it is important to remember that we interact with clients and coworkers in other departments.
Mm-hmm.
She goes on to say, while jeans, longer shorts, and T-shirts are okay, please refrain from wearing short shorts, crop tops, and revealing clothes.
Kevin.
And I just like to say, let's not put that all in a negative category. Right?
Right.
It's not all bad.
Or
right?
At least in the morning hours you can wear that stuff.
Right.
And then maybe like a 9:30, change into something more appropriate.
I can get out of my crop top?
Yeah.
who's wearing Showtime Lakers style short shorts, by the way?
That's Reno 911 shorts.
Yes. Who's wearing those? Thank God jeans and shorts and T-shirts are okay, by the way. Believe me, it has not escaped me how lucky we are to have the kind of job where you can be as casual as that at work.
But how much further away from that are people that she has to write this memo.
Well, I mean, the memo ends with her saying, if you are uncertain if your attire is work appropriate, please feel free to check with your supervisor. That sounds like a hot job. Like,
yeah.
That's basically a modeling job. Like, that's like,
people
come on in.
Am I hot or not?
Come on in.
Remember that TV show?
Yeah, you look hot as hell.
With
thank
a laser
you.
Pointer?
That is not hot. Move on.
Also something to think about. This has obviously been discussed for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It gets to a memo stage. So what exactly has been going on behind the scenes? I need to know.
And is it one person that this is directed to? They just
great
don't want
question.
To tell that person? Or is it multiple people
we've
with
had,
multiple
right?
interactions?
We've had Karina on the line for about 5 minutes.
Oh, for me? Can ask
oh,
her?
Great.
Yes.
Oh,
great.
Yes.
Oh, good.
She's the person to ask.
Yes.
Hey, Karina.
Good morning.
Let me just say, by the way, that Karina is about the best employee that we have here at K-Rock.
Everybody, she's the most efficient.
She's
wonderful.
The most efficient, yeah. The smartest, the sweetest. Everybody loves Karina. That's why we want to know why you're pooping on our parade here. We want to know why you're putting out such mean memos.
Why you got to be the man all of a sudden?
We've been hiring purely on wardrobe, so.
what happened? What led to this this email going out company-wide last week, Karina?
I mean, Allie touched on it, and that's exactly it. There were multiple complaints over the past couple weeks. I mean, it's been summer. It's been really hot. So some of the people at work have decided it's okay to, you know, just wear whatever they feel is mm-hmm. comfortable.
Right.
And
so far, so good. Go ahead.
A lot of people have taken notice.
Who's the whistleblower? Tell me now.
Oh, there are so many people. It's not even just one.
Really?
Oh.
Are you telling me that people go to literally they go come into your office and they say, I'm uncomfortable by how hot somebody is in that work?
Honestly,
I work.
The person next to me, too hot.
Karina? I don't think they're wording it as too hot. You
Karina,
guys.
I've set up a meeting with you because I am too horny.
I mean, really? Multiple people, Karina?
Yeah.
Wow.
Are there multiple people who are the problem?
Oh, good question.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
She says yes because she can't say no,
so,
of course.
No, well, also, I have that email in my draft for days, right? Mm-hmm. Every day that I was going to send that email, I'd bump into someone in the halls who was wearing a crop top or some short shorts. So I didn't want to send it that day because I knew that person.
Oh, right.
Knew
that.
Oh, I see. Oh,
right. Right. I saw Karina by the bathroom.
Right.
Oh, wow.
She's checking everybody's clothing.
Well, I Karina,
have to wait until one day.
One day it was really hot, so I put on my Daisy Dukes and then just a bikini top. But maybe when I was spraying myself with water walking down the hall, was that too much?
A little too far.
Yeah. Okay. With an intern holding a fan on you?
Yeah. Yelling, so that was too much.
You were yelling charity car wash outside.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was just eating a burger and letting it drip down my face. Yeah. Okay.
All
I can see that.
Specifics. Did anyone wear a bikini?
I mean, not at work.
Well, that's what we're talking about.
You mean hold on.
You mean a work function?
Work function?
But by the way, concerts are work functions. You can wear anything.
Concerts are fine. That's a whole other animal. Yeah.
Okay. And you're not talking about like the the pool parties for Coachella and stuff like that.
Exactly.
Okay.
You're talking
about in the office.
Exactly.
What's wrong with crop tops, by the way? What's the problem with crop tops? Too much boob?
Oh, it's stomach.
Too much stomach?
Yeah. I don't have a problem with it. But people have, brought it up.
I mean, but we would like to say that we're in favor of it.
Yes.
We were never asked about this before the
was there a vote
email went
that
out.
We missed?
There's no
I
vote.
Think they're asking.
We'd like to vote that that's fine.
By the way, that's a great idea. Why do one or two people get to come in and change the dress code for the whole company? We should make it a company vote, and then we can decide at K-Rock whether we're okay with crop tops.
Yeah, snitches get stitches.
Karina, can I ask you a question? Were these complaints coming from women?
Oh, no.
Actually, women and men.
Both. Wow.
Because if they were coming from women, it would be short shorts, right?
It would be short shorts, and I don't like her flat tummy so much.
And total haters.
Haters. But men also. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So someone did come into your office and say
something. Multiple people.
No, but I'm saying, she's saying that also.
Yeah.
That's insanity.
You guys are going to think I'm a caveman here. I just can't imagine a man complaining that a woman is wearing too little.
Well,
I just can't imagine
if he's
that.
Got a constant boner and he's trying to go on a sales call, that's a problem. See, Karina knows.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:51, and we've got animal stories just after the top of the hour.
We sure do. Allie is here now with another look at what's happening here on a Tuesday morning.
Well, just over a year after they tied the knot in New York City, Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin celebrated with a larger wedding ceremony in front of family and friends. It happened last night, you guys. They exchanged vows as the sun set at the Montage Palmetto Bluff in Bluffton, South Carolina, in front of 154 guests.
Okay.
Cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
But just before the wedding, guests enjoyed pre-ceremony cocktails at the in-lobby lounge. Following the ceremony, guests were escorted to the post-ceremony cocktail hour ahead of the formal reception with a plated dinner. Grammy-winning R&B singer Daniel Caesar performed later in the night.
This is quite a wedding.
It's a long day.
But the day before, they had a rehearsal dinner guests arrived via speedboats for an oyster roast, bowling, and outdoor movie. I kind of like that.
That's
kind of
cool.
Rad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff happening.
A lot of stuff happening in South Carolina this weekend.
Here's a clip from the wedding.
Hi, welcome to another edition of Between Two Ferns. My name is Zach Galifianakis. My guest today is Justin Bieber. Thank you, Justin, for being on. It's a... really exciting to talk to you, especially right in the middle of your public meltdown.
You gonna say anything?
Yeah, I just have never interviewed a 7-year-old before. So. What was the last toy you got in a Happy Meal?
Hey, if you haven't seen the Between Two Ferns movie on Netflix, you're not doing
it right.
You're not doing it right.
So good.
So good.
Guys, R. Kelly. What? Come on, dude.
What now?
No, a whole range of excuses, ranging from alleged medical issues to not being able to see both his girlfriends at the same time.
What?
These are the excuses that his lawyers are using in an attempt to get him out of jail. According to court documents, the alleged child sex predator is pleading with judges to grant him bond while his sex trafficking and racketeering cases against him proceed. In newly filed documents, Kelly's lawyer says he's just not a flight risk. He's too famous to try and evade justice.
That's the dumbest sentence I've ever heard.
Yeah, really?
He's been evading justice for decades.
Yeah.
What are you even talking about? The lawyer then adds, well, he's also broke, and he's got a ton of health problems, like an untreated hernia. Are you? This is real.
What?
Like, oh, he also has a hangnail. Like, come on. What is happening?
Guys, a dumb question, but yeah. You don't even need a passport or anything to rent a private plane and fly into Canadian airspace, right?
I don't think so, no.
No.
So, yeah, very much a flight risk.
Very much so. Yeah. And by saying he's broke, yeah, you also have cuckoo people raising money for you to help you out. Mm-hmm. No, you stay in jail, and I'm sorry that you don't get to see both your girlfriends at the same time. Good Lord.
That is not fair.
Jensen, you're a lawyer. Will he ever get out of jail?
No, I don't think he'll ever get out of jail.
Do you think this is a rest of his life type thing because there are so many cases?
Well, I think it's going to be like that Bill Cosby sentence where it's like so many years, you're like, well, right. If you get out, you're going to be 75 or 85 or something. So,
right.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, this is a good thing.
Yep. Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah, for sure. Not a good situation for Clueless star Stacey Dash. She was arrested for domestic violence. She was busted in Pasco County, Florida, where she owns a home.
Was Stacey's mom there also?
No, Violet.
Wow.
Not great.
File.
She reportedly attacked her new husband. Police were called to their home on Sunday. She allegedly pushed, slapped, and scratched him. And because he had marks on his arm, she was taken into custody. She spoke out, said it was just a marital dispute. It's personal and unfortunate, and it has all been blown out of proportion.
She stinks.
She stinks?
Yeah. She's the one who was coming out against, you know, everyone has to have these family values and being so critical about everybody. And look, I mean, everyone has their S, you know what I mean? Everyone's got their stuff. Stop being so judgmental, you weirdo.
And it says in here, a lot of people say, stop being so judgmental, you weirdo.
Yeah, they called me for a quote.
I mean, that's great.
That's all I had at the time.
Very
all I have
strange.
Now. Yeah.
Very strange.
It's a pull quote.
No charges were pressed by her husband, and he appeared in court yesterday on her behalf, and no further legal action is pending.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It was sad. Did you see the body cam footage?
Mm-mm.
There was body cam footage of them walking to the police car together, and the cop's like, so what do you do for a living? And she's like, I'm an actress. She's really bummed. And he goes, is it something I may have seen you in? She's like, it's TV and movies. He's like, any movie in particular? And she's like, I was in Clueless. It's really
oh, man.
Wow.
But it's not like she's bragging. She's just answering his questions. And then she's like, and now I've gotten into politics. Oh, what channels? Fox News. Oh, okay, well, let's get in the car now. And
what is he trying to do, like, easy, flirty?
Very strange.
Yeah, this is That's weird bizarre. That a cop would be asking for your IMDb while he's arresting you.
Right?
He's like, you know, I've been trying to get an agent. Where do you go? Where do you find one?
Wow.
Do you get scale for being in commercials?
Never ask the suspect if you've been in something I might have seen.
Yeah. That is just bizarre behavior.
It's also funny that that's the body cam footage we've seen when we've been asking for like hundreds of other cases. The one we see is Stacey Dash having to defend what movie she's in.
That's crazy.
Oh, Clueless, right.
Bean, how excited are you that Mariah Carey has announced she's going to head out on a limited holiday tour in celebration of the 25th anniversary of her classic album, Merry Christmas?
I did not go last year. She had limited appearances last year on her Christmas tour. But if there is a chance for me to see her this year, I will. I think that would be great fun.
Mariah will start getting into the holiday spirit around Thanksgiving with the special Christmas edition of her Las Vegas residency at the Coliseum.
Mm-hmm.
Then in December, she's going to head east to play 5 shows. All right.
All right.
And by the way, proceeds from each ticket will benefit Toys for Tots. And fans are encouraged to bring unwrapped gifts to each venue to donate as well. Mariah Carey just always giving back.
She, doesn't get the credit she deserves as a songwriter. She has written or co-written almost all of her, 20 number one hits, including All I Want for Christmas Is You. I mean, she wrote that song, for God's sakes. And it's a stone cold holiday classic.
It is an enduring holiday hit,
dare I say. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep. Does she throw in any Mariah hits into these concerts, do you think?
Or yeah. Okay. Yeah, she does.
Christmas and then some runs at the end.
Yeah.
Right.
comes out and does that one song and then walks off. Thanks, everybody.
All I want for... Bye, guys.
Be quite the Christmas tour. Just one song.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, 10, 11 times, I'm fine.
Okay. I mean, that's how Elmo and Patsy had to tour for all those years.
Oh, yeah, I knew that. Everyone knows that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That was the grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Oh, right. Good pull. Right.
Oh, I was thinking of Elmo, the red thing.
Oh, he's like, hey, Merry Christmas thing.
Yeah. I was like, did he go on tour with Patsy Cline? Was that the same time? That doesn't make
crazy
sense.
Crazy from laughing. And then they walk off.
All right, guys, we're almost on the air.
Bye. Elmo and Patsy, who are you?
That was Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Everyone knows.
Oh. It's Kevin.
I mean, you did the right thing.
Who did that? That's on me. You brought it on.
Segment should have ended long ago. Some birthdays for you. Zach Galifianakis, Beck Bennett from SNL, Brie Larson, Isai Morales, and Christopher Titus.
Well, I cannot believe I'm saying this, but it's raining in the OC.
I know, it's crazy. I got to tell you, the traffic is a nightmare. The 405 is jammed. The 5, the 710, they're all gridlocked.
Stay safe, stay dry, and let's all pray for sunshine today.
I just like to say that Lisa May 100% pulled it off.
Mm-hmm. Right?
100%. She sounded like she knew what she was talking about.
And what about the guy praying for sunshine?
Right?
He sounded like a doofus.
What
about him? A doofus. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Tuesday morning. CM Punk joins us next hour. We are very excited. Jensen, is he going to make any announcements about
who knows? It seems
his new interview show.
I don't
or is
know.
He part of SmackDown? What's happening?
Or AEW?
Here?
I don't know. Honestly,
what if he just walks in? And he's like, listen, I'm going to do a show on Fox Sports. Mm-hmm. I'm also going to show up at SmackDown, and I've joined AEW.
I don't know if you can legally do that, but he is the man of the hour right now. It appears.
Yeah, he really is. All eyes are on CM Punk, and he has an excellent new movie out just in time for the season that we'll be talking about. That's all coming up on K-Rock. First, though, how about some animal stories?
Maybe a raccoon or a story about a dog. Maybe a baboon or a story about a frog. A story about a cat or a pizza rat. A story about a minx or a story about a lynx. Animal stories in the news. Animal stories to cure your blues. Animal stories just for you. Let's find out what they're up to.
We could have him change the intro to take out the minx at some point.
Bean.
We are always grateful when the listeners think of us outside of listening to the show. It's a real compliment to us that you ever think of us beyond 10 a.m. And I know that a lot of listeners thought of me in particular when they saw this story because I received it by the dozens. A woman forced to bite a camel's testicles.
What?
To escape after it sat on her.
Oh.
That old story.
Wow.
How many times do you hear that happen? Here's what happened. A man, a woman, and their deaf dog are driving through Louisiana. They're a few miles west of Baton Rouge, and they stop at this little truck stop here that happens to have some exotic animals. So the husband, for some reason, throws some...
Don't walk over that, Dean.
There used to be a lot of these places in America, and thank God most of them have been closed down because it's just very sad to pull off the side of the road and there's just a bear in a cage. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants... That's no way for an animal live. So this the husband here decided to throw some dog treats for his dog, let his dog run around a little bit while they were stopping, you know, for gas and whatnot. And some of the treats went into the camel enclosure, so the dog chased, went under the fence and chased after. So now the dog is in with the camel. Mm-hmm. So then the woman is concerned about her dog, so somehow she gets into the pen with the camel as well, and the camel sits on her, very nearly crushing her. The camel, by the way, weighs 1,100 pounds.
Wow.
So she had to do whatever she could to get out from under the animal. So she bit the camel's testicles.
Oh,
what do you think her thought process was? Like, that's my only way out, but
I think
I don't want to do that.
Yes.
But also, it's my only way out.
Yeah.
But I really don't want to do that.
I think this is a 127-hour situation where you're going, the last thing I want to do is cut my arm off, but otherwise I'm just going to die here on this mountain. That's exactly what happened with this lady. So she bit his testicles. Here's the quote. I bit his balls to get him off of me. That's what she told police anyway. She was taken to the local hospital, her condition unknown. No injuries to the camel were reported, and nothing will be done to the camel. The camel was just doing camel things. So
nothing should be done to the camel. Just she bit his balls, for God's sakes.
I know. But what I'm saying is... a lot of times. Balls. A lot of times when there's any kind of animal and human interaction and it goes poorly, for whatever reason, they put the animal down, it drives me crazy. But this camel didn't do anything aggressive. He'd never gotten out. He never caused any issues or anything like that. He didn't do anything wrong. He all of a sudden just had this dog and this person in his pen.
He sat on her.
That is not, I don't think, what anybody was expecting that day.
No.
To go down?
No.
Kevin, you're not a big fan of raccoons.
No.
As I am. My wife has a family of raccoons that she hand feeds every night at sunset.
Again, the dumbest smart person I know. You and her both are so incredibly intelligent, and then when it comes to animals, you're so dumb.
It's not going to be funny when they turn on her and they eat her.
And they will.
She needs to go to the Raccoon Cafe, which is just open in the Ukraine, by the way. It gives customers the unique opportunity to interact with and give belly rubs to Liza and Bart. They are a lovable pair of raccoons that have recently been adopted from a local farm when they were just babies. And now, just like we have cat cafes and puppy cafes, there's a raccoon cafe in the Ukraine. Like, the Ukraine doesn't have enough going on right now, by the way, in the news.
This seems low on the priority list.
The exterior of the cafe pays tribute to the masked mammals with a mural of Guardians of the Galaxy's Rocket Raccoon and other raccoons dressed up like superheroes, including Spider-Man and Wonder Woman. Mm. It's a huge hit, by the way. The space, you can put up about 200 visitors per day through there, and customers wait up to 30 minutes for their chance to interact with and feed the pair of raccoons. Now, these are tame raccoons, Kevin. Would you look at them like you would at a dog? And play with them?
Probably not, no, because it's a wild animal.
Yeah. So what's the
even
difference?
Even though you say it's trained, it's a wild animal.
What's the difference between a camel at a rest stop and Liza and Bart in the Ukraine?
Because
they should be out in the wild. This is insane.
I feel like you can have enough space for a raccoon to enjoy its life, and I think a raccoon is going to be well-fed and well-slept.
That's what slave owners said.
Weirdo tourists.
Lots of love.
No, this is gross.
So you say no to camels at the truck stop and no to raccoons.
Correct.
At the,
yes.
Okay. Both. All right. I will allow it, by the way.
Okay, cool.
A Georgia woman went to fill up her gas tank before work early last week when a deer leaped over her head, kicking her in the process. She's just, there's video of this. She's standing pumping gas in Brunswick, Georgia, and she thought she was being robbed. She got hit in the back of the head, and that was her thought is, oh my God, somebody is robbing me right now. She wasn't facing in that direction. She stood there for a minute to process what happened and saw a deer scampering off after just jumping into the air and hitting her.
With her purse, oddly enough.
Doesn't say that here, but Allie, you saw this video, right?
It's insane.
Just
it's
out
insane.
Of the blue, she gets
out of the blue.
She doesn't see it jumping. She doesn't hear it coming.
No.
Nothing. Wow.
And the fact that she was running late for work anyway, and then she's like, and now I get to explain to work that I was attacked by a deer. Just amazing.
Hit the head out of nowhere. Here's a lady named Jill Hicks. She's driving down the road in Tennessee, and she spotted what she thought was a rabbit darting across the busy street. She slowed down, then stopped, and then she realized it was actually a kitten. She was very surprised it did not run from her, so she put it in the car, climbed all over her like a kitten does, got in the floorboard under her feet and stopped a couple times and then rested into her nap. She finally gets home with it. She already had a dog and a cat, so she set up an area in the garage for this kitten while she figured out what to do with it, how to find its owner or get it adopted or whatever. Food, water, litter box, a little bed made out of a cardboard box, a little sweater for her. Invited her neighbor to come over and see the kitten, and the neighbor did and said, "Hey, that's a bobcat."
What?
No.
That's a bobcat. That's not a kitten.
What?
You don't want to adopt a bobcat. She said, "Thank the Lord for my neighbor because I sure was about to put that baby in the sink and give it a bath and put it in the bed with me." So instead, she called the For Fox Sake Wildlife Rescue, which is a great name, which they took on the bobcat and now will be cared for properly and then released back into the wild. That was almost a bad mistake. And finally, on this edition of Animal Stories, I don't know if you guys have been following the story, but ever since September 10th, a yak named Meteor has been on the run. You know how you see these stories from time to time where a cow will get away from the slaughterhouse and it'll go on the run, and then everybody will rally around it, and they'll go, oh, this cow is so sweet and so smart. We're not going to eat this one. We're going to spare him, and we're not going to have him, right? Even though the other 400 cows on the truck are now hamburgers. Mm-hmm. Well, this was a yak named Meter, and I wasn't aware that in Central Virginia they were cooking up a lot of yak burgers.
Can you eat yak?
Yeah, sure you can. Oof. He escaped September 10th. He was finally found last Friday, and I was all excited when I saw the story because I thought it was going to be the same sort of deal where he was going to get some sort of a food parole, and he wasn't going to end up being a yak burger. But in fact, he was hit by a car and killed.
That's a great ending to this story. Wow. End of this bit.
Wow.
This has been...
That is wonderful.
I wish I had better news.
No, this is wonderful.
A Meteor seemed like an awesome yak.
Yep.
But that's how his story ended there.
And that's cold, my great news.
Cold and dead on the asphalt. And this has been Animal Stories.
Animal Stories in the news. Animal Stories to cure your...
We see him punk in the next hour. First of all, it's Rocktober. And second of all, you know what that means, right?
Do it, Kevin.
Come on now. Do it, Kevin.
I was working in the lab.
It means that we're not far from the Monster Mash. We're not far from Halloween Spooks. We're not far from Two Eyeballs. All of our favorites.
The best.
Halloween is almost here. And we thought today might be a good day. Being the first of Rocktober, we thought today might be a good day to start talking about Halloween decorations. You know, there's been a holiday creep for every holiday. In recent years.
Meaning it starts earlier and earlier?
Earlier and earlier.
Oh, I thought you were talking about yourself. You're like a holiday creep.
No. Which is my username on some of the message words. No, it definitely gets earlier and earlier. In fact, there are already, the local theme parks already have their Halloween Horror Nights up, right? True. Right now. I mean, we're giving away tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood Halloween Horror Nights this week on K-Rock. I mean, the time is here already. Who started on their Halloween decorations already? I'm looking at you, Allie.
By started, you mean finished 2 weeks ago.
Really? 2 weeks
absolutely.
Ago you finished?
Absolutely.
Mid-September for Halloween.
Yes.
Now, well, outside or inside?
I don't do much outside.
Okay.
Because that invites kids to think they can trick-or-treat at my house, which is like, ugh, go away.
So you spend your Halloween night like I do with the lights off and laying on the floor to make sure it looks like nobody's home.
Face down on the floor.
I don't go that
don't
far.
Move, don't move, don't move. They'll leave eventually.
Donna, get down.
But I like to decorate early because then you can enjoy it through the whole month of October. Mm-hmm. And then I usually keep stuff up until the first week of November.
So what are your decorations? What do you
do? Oh, gosh. I've got everything from all my mantles have black lace spiderweb. It's a very classy Halloween. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of I have glass pumpkins that all light up, which is gorgeous.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Oh, it's really
pretty. That sounds
pretty.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, guys, it's really nice. I've got a ton of gold skulls and silver skulls. I've got cute little orange light-up pumpkins that I've strewn all over the place. Strewn, whatever.
Whatever the word is.
What are you, Elvira?
Really, yeah, I really, really like Halloween. And I remember a couple years ago, I went to the Authority. To me,
you did.
On
that's true.
Halloween, and I asked Mr. Danny Elfman.
Oh,
I said, Danny, when is it too early to decorate for Halloween? And he looked at me, and he said, "I'm sorry, I don't even know what you're saying. There is no too
mean?
Early for Halloween." So I was like, "I'm doing it."
Pete and I got to go to Danny Elfman's house one time, and it was Dia de los Muertos. Is that right?
You nailed it. Yeah,
close,
you nailed it.
Yeah.
I mean, 365 days a year.
Yeah.
It was always that. And every single inch was filled with stuff.
Magic.
Allie, I don't mean this in a bad way, but a lot of people who are shut-ins and don't have visitors ever at all, anytime, don't even bother with the decorations because they're by themselves.
Yeah,
and like, what's the point? Like, you hear about old people, like, why do I put up a Christmas tree if I'm the only one here and then I just have to take it down?
Right. You know? And you say that because that's you. But I actually do have friends.
Ellie has friends.
They come over.
And she'll invite them over.
Yeah. And they come.
Into your house?
Yes.
People come into your house?
Yes.
Where you live?
Yep.
Ugh.
I know, it's kind of gross.
Yucky.
But a very select amount of friends. But yeah, everybody loves my decoration.
They have to.
Well, your decorations
sound fabulous.
This wonderful. Is the first year I will be putting inflatables in my front yard.
See, now that's my question.
You're that guy
first
now.
Year ever,
the inflatables.
Okay.
Is that
All right.
Do we? Are we? Okay. Is that okay. Right?
Danielle had
one. You guys understand the question.
All right.
Great question.
Are we? Danielle had one from when she lived in Orange County, when before we dated, she had this big cat, this big black cat kind of thing, that when you pass it, it like turns and goes like meow. And I was like, that's fine. That's cute. But then I bought the killer.
The killer.
A 9.5-foot Beetlejuice sandworm.
Oh, Ashley Escada has two of those in her yard.
Well, that's too many, but one.
Okay.
The one.
One is fine.
I'm going to have one, and we're putting it up this weekend.
I support it.
10 feet almost.
Yeah, that's fun.
And that's an inflatable?
A big inflatable.
Can I add to that?
Are the inflatable?
I've been.
Are the inflatables lame? Honestly. Honestly, because
they're
like.
Not for me. But
like, I have a neighbor who puts up all of these different inflatables.
How many?
Well, here, I'll give you the perfect example of just the one that drives me crazy is one is a giant pumpkin, and then it turns into Santa Claus and whatever. And he just leaves it up throughout the whole season.
Oh, that's
just changes it out.
Into Santa Claus?
Yeah, Santa Claus, puts and it's
a
like a...
It.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, I mean, it seems...
That does sound
what's it
lame.
Turn it into for like Rosh Hashanah?
It seems like a half-hearted... effort at let's just put some inflatables
that
out
does sound lame but yeah, again okay. Can I remind you it's a 10-foot Beetlejuice sandworm.
Okay, I mean that's much better.
It does sound cooler.
Yeah, that's
have you
better.
Seen the lighted glowing witch hats?
No.
I've been to your house. You have trees.
Yes.
You could put these witch hats throughout the front. They're adorable. All different colored witch hats, and they light up because there's a light in the middle of
link
it.
Me
yeah oh no problem
okay
oh look real good
Bean you don't do anything.
I don't think we really do much Halloween.
You love Halloween.
I do love Halloween.
Huh.
I don't think we do much Halloween.
If you found out that like one of your friends or something was doing like a haunted house, would you like
no.
judge them?
So I don't, awesome.
No, not at all.
Are you going to
wait? He wasn't. I thought you were going to ask if he would go.
Oh,
I definitely
would go.
Oh, are you judgmental?
Yeah,
you
wouldn't. No, I wouldn't judge
him. You think that's okay?
Yeah, it's fine,
Kevin.
It's fine.
Depends on how well it's done. You know,
like if it turns into Santa Claus later, yeah, right. Like, no, I'm not in.
Not doing that.
All right,
it's just lazy.
Break, you guys. I think it might be fun to find out where the Kevin and Bean listeners are in the decorating process.
Yes.
What is their strategy this year? If it's different from previous years, or do they have a go-to set of decorations that they pull out every year? How into Halloween decorations are you? How much effort do you put into it? How much time does it take to put up and take down? Are you living in a neighborhood like Kevin where you've got other people who are doing it up for Halloween and it bugs you or you love it? Really kind of anything Halloween decorations. I know it's early for some Halloween stuff, but it's
according
to Allie, you're already late on your Halloween decorations right now. But we want to hear your thoughts on the topic at 1-800-520-1067. Halloween decorations, what's up? We'll talk to you next on K-Rock.
We are talking about it's not too early to start decorating for Halloween, for God's sakes.
No. I don't think it is either. By the way, I'm looking at this list of the best-selling Halloween decorations on Amazon right now. There's some very cool stuff I have not seen before, including bloody decals that you can put on the steps leading up to your house that looks like bloody footprints.
Yes.
Yeah.
That seems like it would be a cool item, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's take some calls, 1-800-520-1067. Let's start with Vanessa, please, line 2. She's in Whittier, and she joins us on K-Rock.
Hey, Vanessa.
Hey, I actually have the sandworm too in my front yard.
All right.
I love it so much. It's so cool.
All right. My people.
Yeah.
When did you decorate? Did you just start?
No. Probably about 3 weeks ago, maybe 4 weeks ago.
Whoa.
I started late.
So right after Labor Day, you put up your Halloween decorations.
Yeah, and that's actually late. I wanted to start at the beginning of September, end of August.
I respect it, Vanessa.
She's disappointed in her progress.
How wacky do you get with the decorations? How many would you think you have?
I just put up, like, the stickers, like, the decals on the wall. I have some, like, the bat lights, like just the, like, lights that go on the wall.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Some of them I lead up leave all year round, but the rest I just add, like, the lights around it.
All right. So you decorate year-round for Halloween.
Kind of, yeah.
All right.
So you had the 10-foot sandworm in your front yard in September.
Yes.
Cool. Yeah. Very cool.
Welcome to your future, Jensen.
Very cool.
Let's try Sarah up next. Huntington Beach, line 3, please, on K-Rock.
Sarah, hi.
Hi. How are you guys this morning?
We are very good. Thank you.
Happy Rocktober.
Thank you. Same to you guys. So, my family, for Halloween for my family, is basically Christmas for most families. And so we start September 1st.
Nice.
And basically, we take it down only for Christmas Day, and then everything else goes back up.
Only for Christmas Day. What a waste of time that is on the 24th and the 26th.
In fact, my now husband, when he and I first started dating, it was like the day before Thanksgiving, and he was like, you know, Halloween was last month, and my response to him was, how dare you?
Halloween is year-round.
Yeah. Yes. Halloween is forever.
Exactly. Right. And my younger son's birthday is on Halloween, so, you know, it's kind of the thing with us.
Did you guys name him Damien?
No, we didn't. His name is Finn.
You're not as down for the cause as you thought.
Yeah, you missed an opportunity. You're a little bit of a poser, Sarah.
Got to be honest.
Little bit of a faker. All right, thank you for the call. Let's go to Jordan on line 7, Kevin, because this is your kind of Halloween celebration right here. Jordan, welcome to the Kevin Beach Show, my friend. How are you?
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, that's my daughter, Willow.
Oh Willow. Hey, Willow. Hi, Willow. Okay. Willow.
Hey,
fan. Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Willow. Well, first-time listener.
So, Jordan, it sounds like you're going the extra mile. You're doing something that Kevin will especially love.
Well, we're all about when it hits the first, you throw up those decorations big time. But last year we thought, oh, my God, we're going to get a fog machine, get that creepy fog thing going when people walk up to the door.
I do love that.
Love it.
Yeah, except we got a smoke machine.
It's a fog machine.
It wasn't a fog machine. It was a smoke
machine.
What is it?
Your smoke detectors went off?
No, everything. It wasn't like, it's not a dry ice thing where it was crawling on the floor. Right. It was like smoke, like we were cooking 1,000 steaks at the same time.
That is some solid work right there.
Yeah. We did our best, man. We tried, but and suddenly we're just like fanning. Every door's open. We're panicked. It's like, we didn't want this.
Right. It's technically scary, though.
Yes, I'm sure it was terrifying.
Yeah, it was really scary.
Mission accomplished.
Exactly. All right, Jordan. Thank you for the call. Willow, you as well. We appreciate you listening. Let's go to, we got some good ones here. Let's go to Juan. He's in Anaheim. He's in a war with his neighbor about Halloween decorations, you guys.
Hey, Juan.
Hey, party people.
A Halloween war. What do you got?
So this year, starting, what was it, Sunday, we started our Halloween decorations, and I did a full-blown a graveyard scene with zombies coming out of the ground. Mm-hmm. We're doing a projector in the window, so it looks like zombies are trying to get out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And the only problem is I have like ongoing Halloween war with my neighbor, and I feel like I nailed it this year until I came outside yesterday, and freaking Jeff.
Jeff.
Yep, and he built a damn near full-size pirate ship with full life-size skeletons as pirates.
Wow, that's unfair. Jeff took it too far.
Jeff for the win.
Wow, I feel like Jeff won this round.
Right?
You know what? Jeff's a dick.
This sounds personal, you guys.
I mean, can you put as one of your graves in the front yard, Jeff?
Oh, I already did. He's the very front one.
Juan is going to spend. He's going to spend the next 11 months trying to figure out what he can do to get back at Jeff next year. That's fantastic. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. By the way, dumb question because I don't get out much. You know how there are some streets where every neighbor does Christmas and it becomes a tourist attraction. People drive around and see all the lights. Is that the case with Halloween streets too?
Yeah.
I've seen some Halloween towns.
I mean, like my street, for example, is very dark and it doesn't have sidewalks. Mm-hmm. So there aren't very many kids that come around. So we would decorate for a while and then we're like, who are we doing this for? No one showed up. It's just not a good place. But then there are other places where they all decorate for the most part.
Last year at our new house, we didn't know what to expect because we had just moved there. And we gave out 200 candy bars.
Oh,
full
size?
We're full size house.
Okay, good.
Wow. Full size? What? How rich are you, Jensen?
We're going to give out Jensen's address.
I also think kids came back and pretended they were in new costumes.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Hey, it's me.
I'm a bird now.
Let's talk to Ivana. She's in San Pedro, line 1. She is another year-round Halloweener. So this is ridiculous talk for her on the 1st of October that we're just now discussing Halloween decorations.
Hey, Ivana.
Hi.
Hi there.
So we keep up. We're really big horror fans. Even my son, he's 4. His favorite show is Tales from the Crypt. His favorite movie is Chucky. That's what he chose to be for Halloween. Mm-hmm.
We just keep everything up, like skulls, pumpkins, vampires, Frankenstein, up all year. And then we'll just add, like, spider webs and stuff just to make it, just like
one spider web. All right, now we've done it.
So what is the neighborhood reaction in July when you got all this Halloween stuff up?
I don't think anyone really minds. A lot of people leave all their Christmas stuff up, and they're too, like, lazy to put it back or anything. So, you know.
Listen, Yvonne is so judgy creep. About them.
Yeah, right?
They're like, just lazy Christmas people.
Those grossos.
It's like everyone in Yvonne's neighborhood is paralyzed or something.
Oh, jeez.
Wow, that
well, I'm just saying, what, that, huh? Just saying weird? They're unable to perform simple tasks, I mean, sounds like.
I also always have, like, crazy hair and stuff, so maybe they just think we're devil worshippers or something.
Oh, okay. I mean, are you devil worshippers?
No.
You're not.
No, okay. And the funny thing is, I'm, like, super Catholic. I come from, like, really European family, but I've always just been really into horror stuff, so.
Well, good for you. Sounds right. Like you and the family are having fun. All right, let's squeeze in Michael, please, Palmdale. He's up next, line 7. This goes to your rule, Jensen. It sounds like you have on one giant inflatable per house.
Yes.
That's the only thing he
That's
puts out.
That's the only thing I allowed, yeah.
Michael, hi.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We are good, thank you. Good, what do you have?
Yeah, so I've got a 12-foot Frankenstein inflatable.
Whoa.
I also got an inflatable, like, huge pumpkin. Mm-hmm. And I got, like, $1,000 worth of stuff around my house. I got, like, a skeleton fortune teller that tells your fortune every single time you walk up.
No.
One of those huge clocks that, like, sensors also. I got a bunch of sensor things from, like, Target, and I've been hammered that every single time after they go on sale, 50% off, I just stock up on everything.
I
got
it.
Tombstones.
Spooky
I got
and
everything.
A bargain. Michael, the 12-foot Frankenstein. Is it easy to install? I'm doing it for
it's
the first time.
It's inflatable, for God's sake.
You
just blow
it
up.
Air in
for
it, God's
sakes. Let me speak to my people.
For God's sakes.
Michael, don't listen to them.
It's sort of cheap.
You know what? It's a hit every Halloween night. Kids take pictures in front of it.
Yeah.
It's okay. Really easy to set up, maybe like 30 minutes.
Yep.
It's awesome.
All right.
Like it.
I mean, if I didn't have a fence in front of my yard, I'm pretty sure I'd allow pictures.
Wow.
He's got an Instagram famous house.
Yeah. All right.
And you also should have a great deal on the new Chevys, too, if you've got that many inflatables in front of your house.
That's how you want to wake up right there.
Yeah.
That's
one more? Good. Juju? Nope.
Nope.
Okay.
That's it. Yeah.
Hey, guys, if this California law that Gavin Newsom signed yesterday or the day before, if this goes into effect as intended, does that mean the NCAA just won't play any schools in California? Well, we just
I don't know how
eviscerate
they'll react to
the
Pac-12? I don't know how they'll react to that. That's an odd question.
Well, we will ask our friend Petros Papadakis. He will certainly know the answer to that coming up just after 8 o'clock. And then we're very excited to welcome the legend himself, CM Punk, into the studios here at the world-famous K-Rock. There's a lot of controversy about this guy. A lot of people want to know what he's going to do next. And we also want to talk about his excellent new movie just in time for the season called Girl on the Third Floor. CM Punk in minutes on K-Rock. Allie, what's happening this Tuesday?
Guys, they are dropping like flies on Dancing with the Stars. Yeah, who cares? No, it wasn't something important. No, it's Dancing with the Stars. But we know Christie Brinkley, she fell, she's out. She had her daughter, Sailor, who is now dancing in memory of her mother.
Her mom's still alive. She just got hurt.
I mean,
she's wearing
she
that
really...
ribbon on her dress.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Is she really alive if she's not on Dancing with the Stars?
That's
she's
a solid question.
I mean,
she's
are you
in the
living?
Audience watching her daughter? She's
are
alive.
You
might be
she's
alive, but are
saying,
you living?
You're saying
yeah,
she's like looking.
You.
You're saying she's like looking from above, Bean?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying she's actually in the room watching the competition.
There's a scary man in the window.
Punk staring in the window.
What is he doing?
That is terrifying now, especially after seeing that movie.
Right?
Not good.
Go try and use a drill, which you're bad at.
By the way, I'm
just saying that was in the movie.
It's a hell of a cut down.
I think most people who see the movie, and I guess we'll talk about when he's in here, won't even know it's him. There's certain. He doesn't. He looks.
They'll be like, "What is John Hamm doing with all those tattoos?"
I know he does look John Hammish.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I'm not mad at.
No.
And he gets to. Let's be honest. He gets to bone a good-looking ghost person.
Yeah,
I mean,
finally.
They're never good-looking ghost people.
Yeah.
This one's young and hot. That's the way to go.
Yeah, if you're gonna get a ghost,
right?
Yeah. Get a hot ghost.
Get a hot ghost.
Get a hot ghost.
Said it for years. All right, I was talking about Christie Brinkley and how
and
she's
how
dead.
Dropping
rest
like
in peace.
She passed away,
rest
right?
in peace.
But dropping like flies, because guess who else is now out?
Not Sean Spicer. Don't say Sean Spicer.
No. Almost as bad. Ray Lewis.
Oh.
Yeah. He tore some tendons, I guess, in his foot. Like he had done with the Ravens as well. But apparently, yeah, dancing is murder on your feet.
Well.
Because he... so he's out, is what I'm saying. He is out. So if you were tuning in for him, no need to watch anymore.
Also, like, what are you doing with your life?
Also, right. Why are you watching for him? Very wrong.
How do they handle that if the point of the show each week is to eliminate another celebrity? If you're losing one to illness, you just not send anyone else home that week?
Yeah, maybe they just don't have a loser this week. But
I mean, it's still Sean Spicer's the loser, but as far as like in the game, you mean?
Sean Spicer is just ahead of Lamar Odom, who's in last place.
Okay.
So this is
it's a real battle for last.
Real sad. Real sad for everybody. You guys, Chevy Chase was at a recent Caddyshack event at Atlantic City's Borgata, and he was heckled. He was holding a Q&A following the screening of the 1980 classic Caddyshack. And at one point, a female audience member just yelled out, "You're boring."
Where would he?
Which is the greatest heckle ever.
Was it Joel McHale?
Wouldn't you think that that would be the only place where you would assume everyone would love you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? At a Caddyshack Q&A.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You're not there unless you love Chevy Chase.
You're boring.
This isn't funny.
Chevy Chase and the moderator asked her to sit down and then asked to have security escort her out. An audience member then shouted, "Jane, you ignorant slut," in reference to a skit that he wasn't even in.
Yeah, why so soon?
Yeah, it was a Jane Curtin and Dan Aykroyd sketch. Yeah. So
seems like a bad audience.
Altogether, not fun. But I just think that's hysterical that a woman would yell, "You're boring!" Like, that's her heckle.
That is pretty good because there's no comeback to that.
It's more honest than it is a heckle. Like, yeah. She feels that way.
Yeah. This is not my kind of comedy.
Right.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Come on, man. You're missing the point.
He, notorious pleasure to work with.
Yeah, that's what I understand, yes.
Right? Yeah. So Bean, what's going on in your homeland?
What now?
A British pub is hoping that they've broken a Guinness World Record after they gathered 433 people named Nigel in one place.
I didn't see the Nigels come get together.
Bean, it sounds like you picked a good time to move, man. Between the Nigel Fest
we did
and
it,
Brexit.
The Nigels, we did it. What the hell?
Imagine how long it took to put that together.
Well, Nigel Smith.
Hey, who cares about Brexit? We did the Nigel thing.
He's the landlord of the Fleece Inn in Bretfordton, England, and he said he organized the Nigel Night event at the pub in response to learning that no babies named Nigel had been registered in Britain in 2016. He's like, "We got to bring the name Nigel back. You know how we'll do it? A bunch of us meet at this pub and we talk about how cool it is to be named Nigel."
So they saw the story and they decided they could not ignore it, so they decided to make plans for Nigel?
Oh, my God.
I assume that's a file. I don't get it.
It's they're only making plans for Nigel.
Okay.
Who is that? Is it XTC?
Yeah.
That's
a file.
Oh, dear God.
I'll take it back. Don't even put in the file. I'll take it back.
Oh, no.
You're going to have to take it back then, too.
Yeah.
Okay, but can't I just plead guilty now and just pay the fine and go home?
You can, but you still have to go to court.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's more of a fix the ticket.
I feel like that song wasn't even like...
No, not hit. It's like
it was
an
a big K-Rock song. Then. Yeah. It's a very big K-Rock song.
I remember hearing it as a kid because made me laugh. Because we're only making plans for Nigel.
Guys,
that
would
was the whole song.
That was the song, yes. Would you be upset if you found out, let's say you lived in this village where the Nigel Fest was happening. Mm-hmm. Would you be upset that you couldn't go to the Nigel Fest?
Like you weren't allowed
just because
in?
Because I'm not,
you're
yes, you're not allowed in.
Because you're like Dave or whatever?
Yes.
Yeah.
You kind of ticked off a little bit.
Like looking from the outside through the glass. I could see that being annoying.
Why can't I be a Nigel?
Nigel Palooza.
I like it.
Do you?
I'm going to be going to a lot of events
Bean
like
loves
that.
Nonsense.
Very soon, you guys.
Although I have to say, the last time Bean was in England, he did send me a picture of a golden retriever in a pub. And I don't know if I've ever been that happy.
Yeah,
like just a pub dog. Everyone needs a pub dog.
Pretty sweet.
Oh, man.
Nothing wrong there?
Yeah. All right, good times, you guys. Let's talk some birthdays.
Is CM Punk still looking at us through the window?
No,
isn't
no,
that
he
kind
left.
Of creepy?
No, he left.
He heard that last report, and he's gone.
He's terrifying.
Just as a human, or
no,
in
no,
his
because
movie
the, because we've just seen this movie.
The movie, yeah.
Okay. He's terrifying. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. he needs to figure out how to use tools better, right?
You can tell him.
I mean, that's certainly part of it.
I was really mad about the whole drill. Like, you obviously you didn't charge it because you can't charge it when there's
very minor point in the movie, though.
There's a lot
really unimportant.
It seems like the weirdest thing to take home from the film.
Really an unimportant part of the movie.
There's literally goo coming out of the where you plug in the drill, so you couldn't even charge it.
How about a little more concern for Cooper, the German Shepherd, and a little less worried about the drill?
I mean, listen, every dog needs a fluff and fold. I've said that for years.
Let's not give anything away here.
Slight spoil.
What?
Slight spoil.
What?
Although not really. People might want to go see it now.
That's not a spoil. Okay.
And she has been saying it for years.
Thank you, Kevin. Some birthdays for you. Zach Galifianakis, Becca Bennett, Brie Larson, Christopher Titus. And my God, how many times have you guys seen La Bamba?
Once.
What? Are you serious?
I think me too. Yeah. I think just once.
One time in the theater, I think.
Are you serious?
Yeah, no, you treat it like it's your Star Wars. And I'm like, has she seen it more than once?
I think I've seen La Bamba about 30 times.
What?
Yeah. We were on... Never mind.
Okay. Did you go to La Bamba Con?
I wish. People are just yelling, Richie!
It's the only thing they do for a whole weekend.
I tried to change my name to Donna.
There's one guy next door at the Big Bopper Con. He's like, I wish they made a movie.
That's so sad. Mm-hmm. Rest in peace.
2 weeks in a row, Big Bopper Con reference.
Yeah. You guys are making fun of my XTC reference. Freaking Jensen is pulling out the Big Bopper.
Happy birthday to Isai Morales, who, of course, was Bob.
And that's what's happening.
He was Bob Ritchie's brother.
And that's what's happening.
We got it.
Oh, God, was he a dick in that movie.
And
I still would.
Keep listening for your chance to win Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights. Tickets on the way. LA Comic Con as well. And more tickets for the Carrick Advance screening of Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, starring Angelina Jolie. Jensen, you're a little bit of a politics head, as I am.
Yes.
Would you say that this is likely the first time a bill has ever been signed in California on a LeBron James reality TV show?
I would think this is a first for sports.
Because I can't remember Reagan ever doing anything like this.
No, he never went on Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's sit-down talk show.
SB 206 was signed into law on LeBron James' The Shop TV show on HBO a couple of nights ago. And this is the one that you've been hearing about, which is called Pay for Play, I think is what they're calling
it. Yes.
Yeah, and essentially it gives student athletes the opportunity to have sponsors and to teach camps and to get... endorsement deals.
And royalties on their jerseys or their
all
likeness.
All the stuff that the NCAA does not allow. And as you can imagine, the NCAA is not crazy about it. And we have so many questions about how this thing is likely to play out. And we thought, who better to ask than our friend Petros Papadakis, who is an expert on all things college sports, being a former USC Trojans captain himself and being the co-host of the Petros and Money Radio Show on AM 570. Hey, P, how are you, man?
I'm right on the edge.
You're on the edge.
No. I don't know what happens next, guys.
It's fascinating.
This is just a step, I think, in kind of a direction that we've been headed ever since the profits went from the millions, tens of millions, to the tens of billions, because the profits became so exorbitant because live sports became such a commodity, something people wouldn't DVR. You know, people want to watch it live.
Right.
So the commercial revenue is through the roof. So the revenue is through the roof. You know, when I was playing...
But Petros, let me ask you a question. The NCAA has always had, you know, a minimum amount of money to pay players, and they just never have. It's against their policy. It's not they didn't have the money.
No, but it was always, you know, there wasn't, I mean, there was money being made, but you weren't going to be able, I mean, this doesn't, letting people profit off their Instagram or, you know, what this limits, where this will go in the courts, it might shock you to know that I'm not a lawyer.
What?
Hang on.
Can you believe it?
I mean,
is it crazy?
What a waste of time.
You might want to ask a Kavanoki or Bergener or something. But this is a step in the direction because the money got so damn big. That's my point. Does this go from here? The NCAA, believe it or not, has a gigantic lobby. They will fight this tooth and nail. People don't want their money moved around. You know,
people don't want their money moved around, meaning the universities make enough.
They still
want to
lose it.
I mean, they know where their cheese is right now. They don't want you to move their cheese, so they have to go to some other route to find it.
But NCAA players have never been paid.
Well, can we get the one? Can we get the one misconception out of the way? People say, "Well, they get their education for free." They get billions of dollars from their playing. It is not a comparison worth making. They're not making.
Well, it used to be though.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it did.
When I played, it was, and you know, to be honest with you, if you've lived a life, it's not an easy life. You know, it's playing football in college is like an 8 hour a day job.
Yeah, right,
and. You know, really playing any sport in college is an 8 hour a day job. So, and then you're going to school on top of that.
Sort of. Family studies.
If you diligently kind of like halfway do it, it really is kind of worth it, unless you're like me and you destroy your body and mind.
Wow. But don't you think, especially in football, I mean, there are a lot of injuries. Do you think this is a good thing?
In a perfect world, football wouldn't exist, and we should not have revenue sports that are tied in with our institutions of higher education. None of it makes sense. So, I mean, trying to argue about it and getting all self-righteous is hypocrisy in the first place.
I love woke Petros.
But there's nothing.
I feel like we're going to the wrong expert, you guys.
He's right, though. He's right.
But football exists.
Listen,
and players play.
I call games and shame kids for breaking team rules. And the game's brought to you by Bud Light. I mean, what the hell's the matter with you guys? You know, I mean, we talk about kids taking supplements, and we advertise supplement companies during the breaks. I mean, it's a giant cluster F. That's what college football is. And it's a mistake that it kind of happened. And here's where you're going to run into a giant wall.
Okay.
You can't pay everybody.
Why?
You can pay the football and men's basketball.
Oh, I see.
The
right.
Revenue sports.
Yeah, you're not paying women's lacrosse.
Well, there's going to be Title IX. Title mm-hmm. IX is a whole thing that states a whole bunch of stuff about equality, and that's going to go to court. Mm-hmm. So this is – and first of all, if this does even go through –
Too late in the conversation for first of all, Petros.
It doesn't even start till 2023.
And the reason Governor Newsom did that, I thought,
grandstanding,
was
ridiculous grandstanding BS.
That's what I thought it was intentional. Say, right? No, I thought it was intentional to give other states the opportunity, and other states are already investigating this, like New York, to kind of do the same thing. So the NCAA won't just be at war with California. They'll have to deal with 3, 4, 8, 10 more states at the same time.
Or he did it so we'd all be talking about this instead of the fact that he and our mayor here in L.A. are doing jack for the homeless population.
Oh, it just
Boom,
got real.
Suck it.
Where is this going to end up, P? Do you think ultimately students will get paid or no? This will all be shot down for the reasons that you've described, and it'll be the same old with people making $1 billion off the backs of teenagers.
You know, like whether or not you can get paid by Nike and whether or not the school pays you to play are two different things, you know, and they're kind of two different avenues. My idea has always been, and it would be blocked by Title IX, but for the revenue sports, upon completion of 12 units per semester, you put, you know, $20,000 or something in the bank, and when the guy graduates, instead of being spit out into the world as a maladjusted, crippled human being like me, he has $200,000
and
a maladjusted crippled human being. But that's also going to be problematic because of Title IX.
Okay.
So let's just continue to get the money under the table is what you're saying.
Yeah, it'll just continue to be a gigantic cauldron of hypocrisy and
fun. Yeah, let's Reggie Bush it up.
Yeah, white dudes
And we'll reveal some virtue, you know, through competition. It's not all bad.
Right.
Problem has been solved. Hey, P, I just want to check real quick before we say goodbye with our thanks, and that is you're current on your medications, right?
Right? That's what I was going to ask. You good?
You okay, P?
What are you talking about?
Just ask a question.
You guys
feeling
want
okay.
the truth about stuff, or do you want me to say, hey, that was the coolest thing at the barbershop when they signed that bill, and then what happened? I don't remember after that.
Truth Bomb Petros is the best. Let him run.
No, we love it. We just want to make sure you're good.
You just started the whole segment with, I'm on the edge. That's how
no,
you started.
I'm not good.
You're
okay.
not good.
Okay.
No.
Is there anything
no,
that
I
we
just
can
came back from Utah?
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
The week before that, I was in Nebraska.
Okay. All right.
And that's where I'm going.
I love angry Petros. I really do.
Where are you going
that's
next,
where
Pete?
I'm going next,
he's
guys.
My favorite.
Where?
Coeur d'Alene.
Freaking Waco.
I'd be angry if I was you as well.
I get it now.
All right. Pete, take care of yourself, man. We love you. Okay. We're here for you.
Love yourself.
Yeah.
Love you guys, too.
Okay.
Good question mark at the end.
A 7-time world champion in professional wrestling, you guys. Mm-hmm. Also an actor, a comic book writer, and apparently, I'm sad to report, a Chicago Blackhawks fan. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Phil Brooks, a.k.a. CM Punk.
Thank you.
With Kevin Beach on Kuro. How are you, sir?
I could not be better. Thank you.
Great. Yeah. Do we call you Punk? Do we call you Phil? What do you prefer?
You can call me Phil. I've never introduced myself, not even in pro wrestling circles backstage or anything, as anything but Phil. I've never been like, hi, my name is Punk.
Mr. Punk. People call you Mr.
That
Punk.
That just sounds weird.
Yeah, so. You meet some people and they're like, hi, I'm the great Khali. Right? I'm Jensen.
Did you at least get the opportunity to pick out your own name, or was it given to you?
No, I picked it out when I was 15 years old.
15?
15 years old, rolling around in a backyard with some buddies of mine. Yeah, my nickname from like an early age was Punk anyway, mostly because of the music I listened to and my attitude. So I was CM Punk.
What's the CM?
Long story short. Mm-hmm. I tell everybody it means something different now, okay. Just because it's funny to be...
Just to mess with people.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. It's funny. The mischief is funny.
So is that what you're going to tell us now?
No, I'll tell you the real story. I was in a tag team called the Chick Magnets. So think 15.
I'm so glad
15
that's
year
real
old.
Story.
Yeah, it's great. So 15 year old Phil trying to dress like, you know, bad guy, like fat chubby Shawn Michaels. You know?
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
I like it.
Were you ever in a punk rock band, Phil?
No, nothing official. Mm-hmm.
You've like went up and performed with people before.
Yeah, I've performed here and there. One of my favorite local bands from the Chicago scene was this like noise ska band called Hot Stove Jimmy, and they one time, you know, I was just friends with everybody in the band. They're like, well, come play with us, you know, and I guess I did a tryout. I just didn't make the cut. So I played with them a few times, but that's it.
That's fun. Yeah. And in your mind, was being on stage rocking out, was that like every equal the thrill to being in the middle of a WWE match just because it was something you love so much?
Yeah. You know, I think when you're a kid and you have, you know, dreams of what you want to do, I think whatever you see people on TV doing or whatever you're into, like that's what you aspire to be. I haven't become a rock star yet, but you know, I still got time.
And yeah.
I still got time.
You're becoming quite an actor. This is far and away the biggest role you've ever had in any kind of movie, right?
Oh,
movie
yeah.
Or TV show. Far and away. You're the star, and for much of this film
alone.
Called Girl in the First Four, you're the only face to look at.
I know. I apologize.
No, earlier today, you were... said over and over again in this room by other people, we thought it looked like John Hamm.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
I'll take that, right?
I'll take that as a compliment if John Hamm wasn't a St. Louis Blues fan.
Right.
Oh, yeah, understood. Yeah, got a discount him there.
Really
yeah.
holding yeah. that grudge. But it is crazy because when you see people like Batista in a movie or The Rock, you're like, oh, that's a former wrestler. Like, they can't get themselves engulfed in a role. And I think the thing that's most impressive about Phil's portrayal in this movie is like it doesn't stand out in that way at all. It seems like a dude
who's
look
a
comfortable
little,
doing it.
A little dorky.
Yeah,
which is
yeah.
quite the acting.
Not really. That's okay. not a stretch.
You just look less tough.
I just wanted to be very subtle with everything, you know, and not be over the top, and I think it worked because I even see pictures of myself and I'm like it doesn't look like me. And I've heard the John Hamm comparison. I get Bruce Campbell a lot now.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's one or two. Oh, Henry Rollins, you know. So these are all cool, awesome people.
Yeah,
people
sure.
are like, oh,
yeah.
you look
suck.
Like a
yeah.
cool, awesome person.
You're not like, oh, there's Urkel or whatever.
Right.
Now,
Screech.
The film, by the way, is in theaters and on digital platforms on October the 25th. I want to make sure people get the name of it because it's called Girl on the Third Floor, and it is the perfect movie for Halloween. I mean, this is the type of movie that you want this time of year. And Phil, the recap basically is that you buy a house in the suburbs and you're going to renovate it yourself. It's very old. It has quite a storied history, and you try to fix it up. And Allie has just been
blasting you on and off the air today just... with how bad your guy is on working tools.
And that's that's a big part of it. You're there for a reason
to
do it by yourself and fix it up. Your wife is pregnant. She's staying in the city doing her job, making the money.
Yep.
But my God, like, you got to be better with the drill.
That's the whole point of the movie, though. Like, you know, I think horror does this better than any other genre, to where it can be a movie about something so fantastical, like a haunted house and, you know, murder and death and all this stuff. But the underlying message is there's a social message in there. Mm-hmm. And if you leave the theater thinking about that, that's a good movie. And I think we did that job here, you know. Then Don is a guy who has many, many flaws.
Yeah.
The idea behind the movie is the more he tears apart the walls, the more those flaws come out, and the house just kind of amplifies who he is.
And the way the movie came together, we were reading that it's an actual haunted house.
It is. That thing, it's got a lot of history. The house is over 100 years old. It's on the corner of two streets in Frankfort, Illinois.
And what went down in the real house, Phil?
Travis Stevens, the writer and director of this film, tried to make it his own. So he didn't lift their story, but he kept the names of the two murdered girls
same
in the movie as to kind of appease the demon, so we didn't get attacked on set every day.
So you went to work in a house every day where people had been murdered in real life.
Yeah, the one girl was found down the street, wrapped in tarp next to the train tracks. So a lot of that is incorporated into the movie. They they just used the lore and the true story of the movie.
Did you get a creepy vibe at all on set?
Yeah,
knowing that.
I mean, everybody has stories about
weird
just
stuff
sitting
went down
there, and you know, when you're setting up a shot, or you're talking about like what's coming next, all of a sudden the doorknob just turns.
No, doors pop over.
Yeah.
No, sir.
Talking about two different areas. Do we set the shot up here? Do we do this? And like, I'm just sitting there, like watching people work and trying to learn and digest all these new things. And like, all of a sudden, there's just like, you know, like the doors knock, and you're
like,
what?
I work in a room with non-believers. I believe all this stuff.
I think tell me if I'm wrong, please. Mm-hmm. But everybody has that experience at some point where you're in a room and you're alone, but you're 100% positive that there's somebody else in the room.
100%.
That is that house.
Yeah.
And it's never a sexy ghost, I'll tell you that.
It's never a sexy ghost.
Well, they're shooting something upstairs, right? And the crafty table's downstairs. So I run downstairs into the basement. And it's one of those things where like I'm fishing around like, well, what do I want to eat? And then you're just kind of like looking over your shoulder like, I'm not alone. I felt that every day in that house.
Whoa.
So
across the street is a church. Like it is
literally
perfect setup.
Just like the other, like that was real.
In the movie, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
All right.
So I'm getting creeped out now.
So much.
I'm getting creeped out. The movie is called Girl on the Third Floor. As I mentioned, it's in theaters and on digital platforms at the end of the month on the 25th. Is there a screening going on in town that you're here for,
Phil? I am here. Yeah. I'm here for Beyond Fest, which is an amazing film festival.
Yeah.
I've been there almost every night just taking in movies. And it's fun to be a fan. And, you know, everyone there is like, oh, we can't wait to see Girl on the Third Floor. I'm like, awesome. You know, we just share these moments watching these films on the big screen, but it is screening tonight, I believe, at 7:30.
Fantastic.
Yes.
It's crazy that you got Beyond Fest to be this week, just, you know, because you knew that
you had to
SmackDown
be in town anyway.
Was going to be here, so you did that. That's amazing. You got all of that together.
When is SmackDown? Is that tonight?
You know when it is.
When we come back from the commercial break, a big announcement right when we come back after this. K-Rock.
Phil Brooks, a.k.a. CM Punk, in studio with us now on the Kevin and Bean Show. Enjoying a little breakfast there, I see, Phil.
Yep.
Glad you're keeping in shape for Friday night. That's good news.
Mm-hmm.
Why? What's Friday night? I don't understand what is happening.
Staying healthy?
Okay, if anyone's paying attention to the world, if you're a wrestling head, this week has been quite CM Punk-centric.
Mm-hmm.
The idea being, it's the first time in his life he's out of a lawsuit. He's been in and out of lawsuits for 5.5 years.
Is that true?
The first time in my life.
Yeah, ever.
Yeah. He was a baby.
He was a toddler.
They cut the cord, they slapped me on the ass, and they're like, I'm suing you.
The guy came in with court orders. And so he is free to really do what he wants. He has this movie coming out, so he's everywhere. But more importantly, there are two rival wrestling federations that are you know, kind of going at it right now. And people say that he is kind of being courted by both.
AEW from the Turner Network and WWE, his old employer that he has quite a storied history with.
I was an independent contractor, Jensen.
That's right. Sorry. Not an employee. That is important to address. The independent contractor, WWE. And so now he supposedly this
now
week.
Now you're just naming two things.
Well, supposedly.
What about a show on Fox Sports 1 about wrestling, and you apparently have auditioned for it? You might be doing that. So you wouldn't even be working for the WWE.
He'd be
because
an employee.
F them.
Right.
No, he'd be a Fox Sports employee.
That's what I'm saying, a Fox Sports employee.
So you mean to tell me yeah.
you would watch a show where I talk about wrestling?
Yeah.
Freely. Hell yeah.
Will Booker T be doing it too?
What's that?
Okay, come on.
What?
Well, Booker T is on it.
Yeah.
And this Renee Young woman.
Yeah.
And then we would hope CM Punk is like a third
a
person.
A third person.
Oh, Renee's great. She works for Fox now? And
so you've had rehearsals.
Yeah.
See.
They may have had rehearsals. This whole thing is blowing my mind.
Yeah.
You're the belle of the ball, Phil, is what we're saying.
I am and I'm not, though. I'm really not. I think people have... It's taken on a life of its own. Really.
You get that job. But then, also, since they said yesterday that The Rock is coming back at SmackDown, you're like, listen, fine. I will show up. Mm-hmm. Maybe not in a capacity of, like, wrestling... But then you take out The Rock at SmackDown.
Oh, do you remember? Do you remember?
Let's do it. How do you feel about this?
I enjoy The Rock. I do.
Right?
I don't think that's an answer.
Phil, no, I think you're being a little cagey here.
And I'm not trying to put this out in the zeitgeist. Hopefully people don't do this. But do you remember the last time The Rock was in the Staples Center?
When he called you?
Yeah.
On the phone?
That's hilarious.
Yes. Amazing.
Mid-lawsuit with the WWE, The Rock addresses the fans who are yelling CM Punk. And The Rock says, you guys want CM Punk? Which is not the thing you're supposed to say on the microphone.
Right,
and then he said, fine, I'll call Phil.
Let's do it again. Let's do it. When is the show?
It's Friday.
Friday. Let's do it again.
As you know.
The Rock, Dwayne, call me Friday.
And then they cut backstage and you're looking at your phone because you're there. Boom, I just wrote it. I mean, let's be honest, that's better than most writings.
It's better than 100% of anything they've had on their show since I left.
But is wrestling something that's still on your mind in general?
No. It hasn't been for, you know, I don't know, 7 years.
So rumors kind of follow you. You're not following the rumors.
No, I try not to. I think social media as a whole is like a negative cesspool. And when you throw in wrestling social media, that's just like a whole different seventh level of hell. It's just like,
because
you know,
Punk, it's like serious. His whole life has been kind of wrestling until this kind of instance in his life. I mean, so much so his wife was a WWE superstar as well. Mm-hmm. Their first kiss was in the ring and then she put him through a table.
Yeah, that's real life. Like our first kiss was on national television.
It's very romantic.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It'll be a good story for the kids someday.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, you know, we'll be, I guess everyone's sort of watching with bated breath.
Yeah.
You have a moment.
Yeah, but if nothing happens, please don't be mad at me.
No.
You know?
If something happens, can we be mad at you?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. If I do something to make you mad, you can be mad at me. Okay. And then just sue me because
everyone else
that's
does.
Apparently what you can, that's apparently what you can do for no reason.
That's life.
When you hear at almost every event that they are still chanting your name, what does that do?
That is cool.
I love it.
Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah, how can you not love it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I
How can you ignore those fans and not give them what they
it's
want?
A great point. Wow. Great point. Yeah.
I love that you keep playing Sia's music.
I know.
It's really the icing on the cake.
We can't afford Cult of Personality.
No.
Oh,
so sad.
Phil, what do you want to do? Like, what's your dream job?
My dream job is being April's husband and Larry's father.
That's
Larry's
his dog.
My dog.
Yeah, dog.
It doesn't pay well, but it's
okay.
It's
matter
really
fact, it costs a lot.
Yeah, okay, you've already got that dream job though.
Okay,
yeah, work, I know. But though, for work, your dream job? What do you want to do? Do you want to keep going in the acting thing and make that your full time profession?
Yeah, I feel I've already been spoiled, so I can only hope and knock on wood that every experience going forward is going to be like Girl in the Third Floor. Or I also did a film with the Saska twins up in Toronto. They remade Cronenberg's Rabid. Both amazing experiences. And I think because everybody's general mantra on set was no a-holes,
mm-hmm.
you know, and and nobody was. From
wow, we should do that here.
Right? Yeah. I know you could just say it.
I was just surrounded. I've been saying it all year.
Surrounded, and if you see the film "Girl on the Third Floor," you'll know what I'm saying. But I was surrounded on both sets by uber talented people who were much better than me at doing their job, and they just lifted me up and made me look way better than I really am.
He has already written his acceptance speech for
so
the
right. Can, yeah. If I can get more gigs like that, acting, I
can I tell you what
it.
My hope is for next job? I want a CM Punk book. Oh. I'm putting it out there. I'm putting out the idea of a book about his stories about everything he went through, because he's been honestly kind of quiet about everything over the years. It's like he lets sort of the stories tell him.
That's what happens when you get sued for no reason.
Your whole life.
He legally can't say anything. But anyway, that's what I'm putting out in the universe. That's my.
Is that a possibility, Phil?
I think it is. I think definitely after I shed these frivolous lawsuits and come out victorious in both of them, I realize that I do have a lot of stories that are fairly ridiculous that I think the public should probably read and hear.
Sweet. What are you doing Friday? Are you doing anything Friday?
What's the date?
God damn it.
I think it's the 4th, Friday, October 4th.
I mean, because today is October. It's October 1st. I love October.
Yeah, you do.
You know, I don't know.
What are you doing Friday, though?
Probably watching hockey, because hockey started now. I'm super excited about that.
I had another song. I didn't want to play the Cena one again, so I just want to.
You should have. You should have.
All right.
Well, here's my question, and yes. I'm really going to regret this as I say it, but if you're. You know, okay. Let's pretend you're the head of a billion
Stephanie
dollar.
I'm Stephanie McMahon.
Let's just pretend you're somebody else.
All right.
Okay.
Let's pretend.
Keep it civil.
Let's pretend you own a wrestling company. Okay. And then Jensen, let's pretend you're somebody else and you own a wrestling company.
Rody Codes.
Are you like, AEW? Okay.
I'm Rody Codes.
You're Rody Codes. I'm Effany
McMahon. He's trying to pretend, you guys.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, what do you? If you want me to work for you, why is it my responsibility to? Move that forward. Shouldn't you be contacting me and doing something?
I see what's happening.
That Buster over there's been texting you, which is some BS. At least I'll come to your face and say
yeah,
we want
you.
Wow.
Oh yeah, well, I'll tell you another thing. Maybe I texted, but I've actually thrown out numbers and stuff. So like, you should do the same.
Maybe I have, but oh dear.
Your numbers are poor.
Not that it's happening, but the numbers are poor.
The numbers are poor.
And then there's some guy at Fox Sports 1 like, hey, can I get in on this conversation?
And that guy just walks right in and walks by us?
Yeah.
I could be fine with that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's right. Go to him. He would change to either one. Either one would need a pop culture moment. And you to get into like regular press, and you need it now more than ever, considering one of them is going into a $1 billion deal. The other one is coming, you know, starting, is debuting. Sign him.
So it makes sense.
It's easy.
Get it done.
He got real quiet all of a sudden.
Not saying a word.
He did, yeah.
I'm eating my oatmeal.
Phil, do you miss wrestling?
I don't miss wrestling, no.
You miss the camaraderie of either with the other wrestlers or with the fans?
I guess maybe if I missed anything, it would be performing, because there very much is a rush to, you know, your music hitting and going out and being able to read a crowd and give them what you think they want, not necessarily give the crowd what they want, you know, because as a performer, you almost have to be objective and be like, the crowd doesn't know what they want. I have to set,
I'm gonna give them what I
have to set that stage. And tell a story. And I always appreciated and enjoyed doing that.
Hmm. I am right now Googling Living Color, seeing if they have any dates in L.A.
Great guys.
They're playing
Great
guys. Staples on Friday?
Staples Friday
night?
Oh,
my God.
What?
It's unbelievable. This is really coming together.
I'm surprised they haven't done that yet, is just give
the
Cult of Personality the song. I mean, they already get they got the guy that sits like me. They got the guy that tries to talk to like me. And they got the guy who's got tattoos. Like it.
They just need the song.
Yeah.
We'll be watching Friday night, and we'll be looking for news. In the meantime, Phil's movie Girl on the Third Floor is perfect for Halloween, you guys, and it is screening at Beyond Fest tonight at 7:30 at the American Cinematheque, the Egyptian Theater. You can go to beyondfest.com if you want to see it up on the big screen tonight. Otherwise, it opens everywhere and digitally on Friday, October 25th. Great job with the film.
Thank you.
And I hope the people that you are referencing that don't exist speak up and get in I hope your phone blows up when you walk out of here and you start hearing some numbers you like, Phil, because we miss you.
I'm the boogie.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:55.
So just confirmed on the Kevin and Bean Show, CM Punk at SmackDown.
I don't think
Friday
that
night.
Was confirmed
at
all.
I don't think that's what we
Not
got.
Not confirmed at all. You can say we agree to disagree. That's That's what I heard coming right out of Phil's mouth.
Well, Refany Sick Fan was here, and Dodie Coates. They were both here.
Yeah, we heard battling it out.
We heard the negotiations.
Yeah.
I heard a deal was made.
I'm not positive that we mined any of that information in that interview.
That dude is what's the expression, sitting in the catbird seat? I mean, he is just...
yeah, everyone says that.
Is that good?
Yeah, that's a real expression.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He's just waiting for them to back a money truck up to his house, right?
Yeah, he's totally in that catbird seat.
Everybody wants to be in the catbird seat.
Oh, God, I've always been open.
It's an expression, you guys. It's real, I promise.
Sitting in the catbird seat means being in a superior position or place where one has the advantage.
By the way, I never doubted him. I just think he lives in a place where he's still watching Let's Go to the Movies before the movie shows.
The term originated in the American South, was popularized by a sports announcer named Red Barber.
Oh, Red Barber's great.
One of the most famous announcers of all time.
One of the only ones you could compare to Chick Hearn, really.
Yeah.
Red Barber?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Huge.
Dodgers.
Yeah, big deal.
Dodgers.
All right, 8:56. Ali is here with another look at what's happening here on
Red Sox.
Tuesday morning.
Very much the same. You weren't really, though.
No.
Okay, good.
Guys, Bean, you still mad at Ryan Tedder?
Yes, I'm furious at Ryan Tedder. Okay. First of all, your defense can't be it's a joke if it's not a joke, if it's just you lying.
Okay.
There's a difference.
Here's the thing. Bean sent me a text over the weekend, an article about Adele, Beyonce, and Chris Martin all in a collab together. And Bean was thrilled because he loves him some Beyonce.
Sure.
I love me some Adele.
Sure.
We both love Chris Martin.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So it seemed perfect. It all went down because of Ryan Tedder from One Republic. He whipped the whole internet into a frenzy over the weekend because he was asked by a radio show at the Global Citizens Festival if there were any secret collaborations on the new album, to which he said, yeah, we have a song featuring Beyonce and Adele and Chris Martin with the piano solo on the bridge. People all ran with it, obviously, because that is huge news.
Right.
And then he clarified his answer on his Instagram story, saying he was only joking. And he wrote,
"Why the f*** you lying?
Come on, people." And then he put a giggling puppy and a clapping Snow White gif.
No,
yeah.
Asshole.
Yeah.
It's not on us that you lied and we believed you.
He's so mad.
So mad.
Seriously.
So mad. By the way, the emoji put him over the edge.
Yeah, it was the clapping Snow White that was it.
Look, here...
Murder.
I mean, that's the only answer.
I feel like it's
murder button.
Yeah, it needs to be done. But he then did say, all that said, wouldn't that be a fire collab? I'd stream it. So maybe he was just getting people super stoked on it.
Mm. Yeah, you know what would make it better? If Ryan Tedder weren't involved.
That's right.
What would make it
truly
better.
Truly, Ryan Tedder is the man who stands out there, right?
Right,
If you heard Ryan Tedder, Beyonce, Adele, and Chris Martin were on a song together, you'd be like, is Ryan Tedder getting them water?
Right. One of these is not like the others.
Right.
Wow. But didn't he worked with...
Well, he's like a huge producer.
Yeah,
right?
He's a huge producer.
I don't want him singing on
like Lemonade, I thought, too.
Well, I don't want him singing on it.
I don't care. I don't want him to have anything to do with this. He's not good enough for this.
He's very angry.
He's ruined
very
this.
Angry.
Okay.
I want this to happen without him.
Okay.
I don't even want him to be able to hear it.
You want him to go deaf?
I do.
Just for this song.
In
an octave that only he can't hear.
Good God. All right.
Murder.
I mean, I'm not even going to do any more stories because I don't want Bean stank all over him. He's very angry.
He's pretty angry right now.
Happy birthday, Zach Galifianakis. From SNL, Becca Bennett, Brie Larson, Christopher Titus, and... I mean, he's been in a ton of things, but really, Isai Morales will always be Bob from La Bamba. And thank you so much to everybody that reached out for me to be a part of La BambaCon.
Right.
Thank you, Rick, on Twitter, who's going to start La BambaCon.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to have the Big BopperCon next door.
Yeah.
It's just me. Why didn't he get a movie yelling over and over?
And it's just me as Rosie telling Bob that I'm pregnant. And then Bob says, what do you want me to say? It's not my first.
Couldn't be less interested.
Or my last. And then he takes a shot because Bob was all drinking all the time in La Bamba.
No,
please,
okay. Nope.
Please make it so.
Way too early.
That's what's happening.
This day in history with Old Man Rubin.
It's 1962 and the entire landscape of television is changed forever when The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson debuts from New York City. Carson quickly became the benchmark for late night hosts and he stayed on for 30 years. I worked as a security guard for the show that first year, and the atmosphere was electric. I remember one night he had Janet Leigh on, and it was a great appearance. When it was over, he walked over to me and whispered in my ear, "I never want that dumb broad on the show again." He actually said that about every woman he had on the show. He always used to say, "I don't need him on the couch, I need him in the kitchen." Anyway, Johnny Carson was a pretty chill dude.
See, because Ruben is old.
He's not young.
No, shots to Carson, though.
He's seen a lot of things. Hey, Allie.
Hey, Bean.
You ready for some What's Happening?
Ew, why'd you sound so creepy, right?
That was not what you want.
That wasn't creepy. I just said it.
Isn't that creepy?
No, it's not at all. I just said, you ready for some What's Happening?
Yeah, we didn't like the way you said it, though.
Yeah.
Daddy would like some What's Happening.
No, sir.
Nope.
I want to give you guys something just to get this
clean the palate.
Stank off of us. How about a 4-pack of 3-day passes to LA Comic Con?
Yeah!
Kids love it. Going down October
11th. We have a winner, believe it or not.
I haven't even said when it is or anything. October 11th through the 13th at the LA Convention Center. You're going to meet the biggest names in comics, TV, movies, pop culture. You can see live performances, celebrity events, special guests, some shopping. It's got everything.
What's going to happen? Who's going to win? Could it be you? No, it could not.
Oh, it could be. Give a call right now, 1-800-520-1067. And two winners are going to get that 4-pack of 3-day passes to LA Comic-Con on October 11th through the 13th at the LA Convention Center. That will be caller 11 and 12. Callers 11 and 12.
Call now. 1-800-520-1067. I love you.
So, Kevin, we talked about the big Super Bowl halftime show. It's J-Lo and it's Shakira. And then we talked about maybe Pitbull doing something.
Sure.
You weren't thrilled.
I mean, they're saying to me, go get something to eat during halftime.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which I'm fine with because I like to get something to eat during halftime.
Yeah. You know who also is not thrilled? Two Live Crew frontman, Luke. Mm-hmm. Luther Campbell.
Does
he think he should still... No, not Dr. Luke. Different guy.
He did also go by Dr. Luke. Luke Skywalker also. But you're talking about the other Dr. Luke, the producer.
The producer,
yes. Yeah. Different names, but he has went by both.
My point is that he thinks he should be involved because he is also a musical artist from Miami?
No.
Yes.
No. He wrote an op-ed in the Miami New Times, and he said basically the NFL were slapping Miami's talent pool in the face by booking J-Lo, who's from the Bronx, and Shakira, who I believe is from Colombia, and that there's a big enough talent pool in Miami. So he listed Flo Rida, Rick Ross, DJ Khaled, Trick Daddy, even Pitbull, who is now, as we know, in talks. But he basically says that Jay-Z should be better than this, but he's being used as a token.
By the way, a defensible position.
Not really, because you have to have somebody that has the kind of appeal for a halftime show pretty much appeals to everybody. And not all those names do.
Also, isn't like setting up artists that are only from the city create kind of a weird precedence when you get to Buffalo?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, you're not always going to have someone in every city.
Right. True.
So I think that's bogus.
I mean,
but I think it's defensible. I understand where he's coming from. He's like, look, we have a great talent pool here in Miami, but how about representing some of that in the halftime show?
Yeah, they don't need to be the headliners. They could do, you know, a little guest spot.
Like Pitbull is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that should help, right?
Did he say anything about Weird Al? Luke Skywalker?
Not in this article. Okay. No. I would like, though, in the middle, like right after like J-Lo performs and they're about to bring out Shakira, then like Two Live Crew just comes on and they're like,
"That piece, pop,
yeah."
They're
like, "Face down, ass up, that's the way I like it." That would be amazing.
And I also don't think America is at a point where Miss So Horny works for the halftime show either.
I think it should. Everyone's horny, right?
Yeah, I don't think that's the image the NFL is going for, is what I'm saying.
I mean, they do off the field, so.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. It'd be funny. Just saying. You guys.
I think it'd be funny as well, Allie.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Kevin. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. What's up with actual celebrities dating Bachelor stars?
Yeah.
We need to stop that, right?
It's a trend.
So you've got Sarah Hyland, who is engaged to a guy that was on The Bachelorette?
Wells.
Yes, Wells Adams. Gigi Hadid is apparently dating a bachelor guy named Tyler.
Those are very common bachelor names. Wells
really
and
are.
Tyler. Wells and Tyler.
That's it.
And now the most recent, Nick, wasn't he the super boring bachelor? Like, that everybody thought was super boring, had no personality? Well, it looks like he is dating Rachel Bilson.
Oh, that's so funny. She comments on all... it's really funny. Someone pointed out she comments on all his pictures.
Really?
Oh, no kidding.
So I guess they are dating. Wow.
So celebrities are fans of The Bachelor, too, it looks like.
I don't know. He has been leaving juicy comments on her Instagram.
That's so funny.
Writing nice mountains next to a selfie of her in a mountain shot. And she commented on a shot that he posted of them together. And then he slid into her DMs is what is being said.
When I write nice mountains on a woman's Instagram post, all of a sudden, I'm the creep. He's dating Rachel Bilson. What's the deal here?
Very different.
You get the restraining order in the DMs.
Right. He gets the DMs. Right.
But I think the fact that there was a mountain in the shot helps him. You just write it when it's like someone sitting there with their kid.
Oh, I didn't realize that it had to be a mountain in the shot. Yeah. I get it now. I understand it. That's on me.
Yeah, understandable, you guys. when you guys think of the perfect family TV show, what do you think of?
Goldbergs.
I don't need like names of the shows, but what makes up a perfect family TV show?
The Goldbergs.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I think for the most part, aren't most of them the families where the dads are just the idiots? Like The Simpsons, for example?
And the Goldbergs. Stop saying The Goldbergs. Well, the perfect family TV show should be a comedy with 10 jokes per episode and include a lovable animal.
Only 10?
10 jokes 10 is minimal.
Seems low. Step it up.
Okay, well, this is a study of 1,000 parents that found that their ideal show would also have 3 plot twists. A good versus evil plot, and it should be set on Earth.
This is so stupid.
What is happening?
Who did this?
45% of parents also believe a funny best friend character should be featured prominently. Okay. Right?
10 jokes.
Yeah. 10 jokes per episode. I mean, that's probably a half-hour comedy.
Yeah, but still, that's not very little. Did I say
there's also a lovable animal?
Oh, no, you didn't say
and that. And a best friend that features prominently.
You said
prominently.
It,
right?
Yeah.
I bet the Goldbergs has 25 jokes per episode.
And set on Earth.
It is also
set on Earth. I mean, that's true. That's tough to
argue. The jokes are out of this world, though.
Has best friends.
I don't know.
Maybe a dog. Don't know.
Are we sponsored by the Goldbergs?
I don't know. I've never actually seen it.
Me neither.
You have it?
I've never seen it either. No,
I've watched it. I've watched it when we've had Jeff Garland in on the show because he's delightful.
Okay.
I've never seen it.
So it's good. It's a good show. And it's the perfect family show.
I'm sure. But this isn't me making fun of it, but isn't it like, you guys remember The Goonies? Isn't it like all like references?
No, it's set in the 80s.
It's set in the 80s, yeah. Okay. So there's a decent amount of that, but it's really, I think it's good.
I can't. Well, let me ask you a question. When your kids were younger, did you watch TV shows with your kids, and did you feel like it was a bonding moment?
Yes and yes.
See?
Hannah Montana and stuff
and
like that.
Red Shoe Diaries. Oh, really? And taxicab confessions. Real sex.
I'll tell you what the family shows are that bond, and this is not a joke, is your America's Got Talent, your Masked Singer, your American Idol, The Voice. Those are the types of shows that families watch together that everybody's into.
I agree with the guy that doesn't know anything about families. I agree.
Okay.
I'm with him.
Interesting. All right.
Adler and I watch a lot of home improvement shows together.
Do you? Like DIY type stuff?
He's learning.
He's into it?
Yeah, he's into it.
He teaches
loves
you?
Loves flipping houses, that Adler. Guys, a lot of porn happening where it shouldn't be happening. Like an electronic billboard in Auburn Hills, Michigan. Attracted a lot of people on Saturday night after it started playing porn right there on the freeway. Police were getting numerous calls about graphic images on the billboard. Dr. Justin Camo, one of the drivers who saw the video, said he nearly gotten into an accident because he couldn't believe what he was seeing. Here's his quote. I came across a billboard and it was something unusual. I saw two girls, lesbian porn. This is the guy's quote.
Was he calling to complain or to congratulate whoever made the decision?
He probably was wondering what the title was because I didn't get to finish watching it.
or fish, okay.
Or whatever. But not only is
that much porno
is happening in Auburn Hills, Michigan on, the side of a road, but promotional screens for an ASICS store in Auckland, New Zealand were hacked at some point in the middle of the night, and played porn outside of this ASIC store from 1 a.m. until 10 a.m. when employees showed up for work.
Wow. That's long.
That's
what she said.
Oh, my God.
Also the name of the movie.
The dumbest, oldest office joke. I can't anymore.
I didn't hate it.
Thanks.
Have you guys ever watched Goldbergs?
All right. So that's birthdays a good joke for you. Beck Bennett from SNL, Brie Larson, Christopher Titus, Zach Galifianakis, and Isai Morales. And that's what's happening.
Thanks, Allie. 5 p.m. tomorrow morning on all new Kevin and Bean Show. How does the Queen eat a banana?
Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
I'm on the sorry, program. Again? How does the Queen of England eat a banana?
Very specific. Very
slowly,
specific,
I hope.
Oh.
Bean makes us guess, and you have favorite pets on the internet. What's wrong with you?